Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Hey, hey. So I'm here. I'm back. We are doing our March Madness seminar. We're going to finish up where we left off. Broken people break otherwise decent people. And we're going to go over this in detail because we started off the other night about levels and layers of the secrets to healing after material trauma and things like that. So we're past that point. We went in a seminar yesterday about levels and depth of being able to self-love, self-esteem, and things like that. So we finished out on the betrayal trauma series the night before, but we went into about self-esteem. And I wanted to go into the self-esteem part and the imposter syndrome part because we did the impact session yesterday and we had a good one and it was pretty great. So, Clark, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're more than welcome to call in live, 515-602-9765. And then cash app love offers are accepted. $IMCC Coaching, $Diva Coaching, $Team Welcome Mind, $Talk Radio Diva. I wanted to get out some of the whatnot in the beginning and make sure that we're good to go. So we are live. And so we're with Talk Radio Diva, the power to do more. CC, myself, heart. So I wanted to explain some things. We're going to connect with others today. We're going to remove negative people. And then we're also going to learn how to control our feelings. And I'm going to address this in the sense of a level and layer of dealing with the concept of difficult, toxic people. And I'm going to address some things that happen and, you know, learning how to re-navigate a life without toxic people or toxic sociopaths or toxic narcissistic people or passive-aggressive, nice, nasty, unprofessional, misconduct-related type people. And this is whether business or personal. And let me address something that occurred yesterday. And let me call out a nasty little nasty narcissistic sociopath who likes to play narcissistic narcissistic game, Storm Monroe. I'm going to tell you something, Storm Monroe. You are a foul person, a very nasty manipulator, and a disgusting word salad inclined person. You look like Bradley Oldrichild, the guy I used to date in high school. I don't like you. And I'm going to explain this as a business person. Storm Monroe, you are a minion of Tasha Transarena Kibi, the same problematic person who is a problem because of a FedEx of mine. And I want to address people who are toxic or broken people who like to try to break people or provoke and gaslight and use word salad. So last night, late at night, I saw something, and then this guy was talking about people's teeth. And I wanted to show you guys, my teeth are actually white. Yesterday, I was sitting out there and doing my teaching in my front office, and the sun was shining in on my teeth. Teeth are normal color of off-white. My teeth are actually white. What you saw was the sun shining in on my teeth, which gave it a different tinge in here. And I had dark lipstick on. So, explain to some of you people who are nasty, narcissistic, broken, and effed up. And since Tasha Transarena Kibi is the same one that's been on my Twitter, Periscope with the BS, right along with the Tina Lawson antics of the fake accounts in the Guyana, Ohio state, with the fake accounts and the constant provocation issues that have been going on and the egregious levels of gross misconduct at Council C-22, Ivy Taras, Ranger T-6, and cable company antics with AT&T and several other narcissistic sociopaths out in California, Nevada, and several other places up into and including Atlanta, where Tasha Transarena Kibi resides, not Panama City, where she faked. And whatnot, so they need to do an investigation about her fraud and spam and all, trying to collect money. So Storm Monroe and Wiley, the Wiley Show, you're another one who followed me a year ago, and I've got the proof here. I'm going to explain things about broken people, but I'm going to use these people as examples of broken people who like to break other people or push people too far and play games. So I'm going to put them in their place. Because when there's a level layer of egregious levels of gross misconduct and multi-perpetrator levels of violence, provoked, gaslight, bullying, harassment, aggravation, provocation online, I'm addressing every bully at the front door because, you know, as a business person, we're supposed to talk about things and air the grievances and do what we need to do. So I figured I'd put these bullies in their place and actually help them to a good, wholesome helping of leave me alone or you're going to get the issue in the lawsuit you're looking for. Okay. when I tell you I don't like antics and buffoonery, I don't like antics and buffoonery. I don't like unprofessional misconduct, and I don't like being the butt of anybody's psychotic, nasty, sick psychopathy. So when I tell you that I'm fed up with that, I'm fed up with a lot of things. And in business, as a business person, I'm dealing with a wealthy, well-connected set of narcs in California, New Orleans, New York, Miami, and they're all well-connected to Tasha Treasure and Akibi, the same nasty person who's on the payroll of my FedEx's new wife. I don't like her, and she knows that because she put on my phone 10 years ago, and I don't like my FedEx's father. They're the same provocators of a lot of these antics and buffoonery. And let me just get to the point why I'm going to let Storm Monroe and Wiley know how I really feel about them and Tasha Treasure and Akibi for everybody else to know exactly who these tough people are. Because when you play these narcissistic word salad games and you continue to play these nasty narco games, and you guys, these freaky Z Allison on the BMF cases that John asked me about, John David Allison, Kenneth Davis, Kenny Copeland, Joe Nathan. We did it, Joe. My FedEx is what White was talking about, different things. We had people down here threatening me. And the same Tasha Treasure and Akibi is an aggregator of a lot of mess and things like that in California. And I'm fed up with her. This is unwind with Tasha K. I don't like her, and I want it to be known I don't like her. And I want it to be known why I don't like Wiley and I don't like Storm Monroe. Because these same aggregators are the same ones, like Monica about All About the Tea, the same Monica Tamer Allison, who's been an aggregator of a lot of mess between my FedEx, Joe Nathan, Jonathan David Allison, John Avery, Kenneth Eddie, Kenneth Copeland, that I went to high school with, Trinidadian and a war wife, is up there playing in my face 10 years ago and had my phone number from my FedEx, Jason, and FedEx, Jonathan. We didn't, Joe Nathan. So by the time it's all said and done, there's going to be levels of layers of lawsuits, restraining orders, and criminal restraining orders, and criminal investigations because my FedEx is also in the own network dealing with somebody I'm actually related to. So I've had it up to here with a lot of the narcissistic bullying. I've had it up to here with all the provocation, irritation, aggravation, and the word salad and the nasty narco antics and buffoonery. So that's where I'm going to get those Storm Monroe and put him in his place in his short man Napoleon Conflict syndrome. And see, the thing is, I don't bully people, and I don't harass them, and I don't provoke them, and I don't stalk them, and I don't aggravate them, and I don't bully them, and I don't use words that was like Tina Lawson, if you're all these fake accounts for Periscope and Twitter. And that's the deal with my FedEx, who was married to the whore that was the stepdaughter of Tina Lawson, and I'm not in the mood for any more antics. I've had it about up to here with the narcissistic foolery. I've had it up to here with Jonathan because he was the Kardashian West security out there in California. So I just stopped dropping a company because they support the Kardashian West, and I told them they are DEA informants, and I don't like them. It's case from 91-93. I have to do with that because my baby dad is the one who got arrested in 91-93. My FedEx station is the one who was the arresting officer and has a different name as Henry. And I'm not happy about none of these antics and buffoonery, and I'm fed up with all of it. And I'm hiding up to here. I don't hate the feds, I don't hate the DEA. I just hate sluts that played in my face and played all these nasty narcissistic games. Because John is related to the Rock Nation people, and I'm not putting up with this anymore. And I'm not going through any more levels of provoked gaslight, emotional abuse, and torment. You know, Lawson is responsible for the Periscope Twitter stuff that was going on because of the deal that was done with Patrick Dorsey and Periscope and Twitter. So, and, you know, Jack has actually got the board of directors as John's uncle-in-law, Jay-Z. I'm not in the mood for any more crap. I don't dislike Jay-Z or Beyonce per se. I just hate the crap that went on because of the own network interest and overlapping situations. They have everything to do with my FedEx, and I'm sick of his daddy, and I'm sick of their antics at the Sheriff's Department, Camden County Sheriff's Department, and the local level of Pensacola Police Department, and the Atlanta PD antics that went on in Atlanta, and I found out my FedEx was responsible for that, and my phone ended up in Liverpool, UK. My iPhone was stolen, and I'm not in mood for any more nuclear levels of gaslight, provoke, and antics. I just dropped a company I actually like, because they have Kardashians curating their products. I told them I don't support DEA informant nasty hoes. And then the police officer, Dan Patrick, over there at Pensacola Police Department on the 91-93 cases. I'm fed up with all the narcissistic antics. I'm fed up with all the IP Act antics. And I'm fed up with the levels of cable company buffoonery. And I'm fed up with a lot of the narcissistic foolery. And I'm fed up with the IP Act, cable company tampering. I'm fed up with the live tampering. I'm fed up with all the narcissistic antics. So I'm going to tell you how far it's going to go in a federal lawsuit, criminal lawsuit, restraining orders, and the hidden network that's coming from the level of own network. And then Carlos Ellie, who was up from Ohio State, and then Cleveland Gilmore introduced me to Jason Ron Grassi, my FedEx, who used to be an FBI agent. I'm not going to be afraid more of these narcissistic antics. And Jason and Jonathan knew each other, Joe Nathan, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland, Officer Kenneth Buzetti. So So when I tell you how far it's going to go in a level of lawsuits, criminal lawsuits, restraining orders, it's going to go to a level of restraining order, federal lawsuits. And then on top of that, I just got to talk to the bank about levels of narcissistic antics that affected me egregiously from the federal, and that was due to Donald Trump and the Deutsche Bank investigation that was going on. And John Avery, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Penny, he's the same person, my FedEx, he's married to a Trinidadian war who's in the industry. I'm not in the mood for any more antics and buffoonery because it's affecting my business. It's affecting a lot of things. In Storm Monroe, you wanted to play about teeth. My teeth are white.
Mm-hmm.
And the levels of antics and buffoonery that y'all keep up, and the provocation that they keep up. Monica, about all about the team. It's Monica Toomer Allison, Uzziah Zeke for Zeke Allison, the one who cheated on his wife, Monica Toomer Allison, all about the team. The same miserable, nasty, disgusting, sickle sociopath who played about parenting classes, things that I had to go through of her miserable husband's antics, IT antics that he did at the Sheriff's Department, Camden County Sheriff's Department, at the Cole Police Department. And both the IT strings, and then there was a DEA case from New York. So I'm not in the mood for any more of these antics. It's happened over a period of 10 years and a period of 12 years and 15 years overlapping total of intimate partner violence and levels of gross misconduct and levels of egregious levels of political abuse, psychiatry, psychology, cognitive psychology. And then I'm only Asperger syndrome, high function, is documented in my federal records are sealed for my protection. So we went through all of this before. I want you guys to understand. Yeah, I keep getting went after on Periscope Twitter, and I'm fed up with Tina Laughlin's remains of her trolls, and then on top of that, Carlos Kelly up there from Ohio, and the body count, and I found out about that, and Carlos Kelly was actually hired by the OWN network, he's the corrupt DA of the situation, and then on top of that, I have to deal with my phone being over there in the UK, and a Liverpool guy played in my federal records of steel, or my FedEx is the one that my phone over there in Liverpool, and sat there and told this billionaire my business, but I don't appreciate it. So I'm at the point of nuclear upset, just like I told the bank. I told them the same exact thing I'm telling everybody else. I'm not going through this provocation March Madness BS because broken people like to break otherwise decent people and like to sit there and do everything they can to provocate, prostrate, and be agents of provocateur and foolishness that I am nuclear mad about. And if I'm nuclear mad about things and I'm calm, you better run. You better get ready to be sued. And then on top of that, when I got threatened by the Cardinals because of John David Allison, Ken Fetty, Ken Copeland, John Avery, Kimberly Allison Copeland's brother, and levels of antics because of Nicki Minaj, his husband, who's his wife, and whatnot out in California, and John Avery, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Petty, is Jonathan David Allison under witness protection. I'm not going through this anymore. Millie Milagro, Millie Graham, Solange Knowles is the girl that's on my actual Twitter, Periscope, and Bay was on there, and then Eminem was on there, talking about disrespected Dre. I never disrespected Dre because Dre and I are related directly. So I'm not going through any more of these antics in the scenery. So I'm a twin baby from the mid-80s, and yeah, we're twins. I'm not in this for any more crap. So by the time it's all said and done, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm a fraternal twin to my sister. I found out about it. I'm okay with that. But they changed the dates of our age. So when I tell you how far that I'm nuclear upset and sick and tired of these antics with the phone from the OWN network and the level of antics with the deals that they had with Rock Nation and then the Black Backdoor deals with their Twitter Live and the provocation that was done to me yesterday, and then levels of people who were doxing my account like Tasha Turner and Akibi, who was on Nicki Minaj's payroll, the same Nicki that was on my lives and whatnot, I'm not going through this anymore. I'm not going through the terrorism and provoking gaslight that Tasha Banks said came down here, provoking me, called me Miss Petty. If I find out that me and Mr. Petty are actually married legally, I'm getting a divorce and I'm planning this clock out. And his new war that he's married to, he can be married to two women and in one state, and that's California, and the other one is Utah. And so the thing is, if I'm separating from someone, he was separated. So now I know what it was all about. By the time I divorce this man, if I find out we're married under forged documents and it's too late to get an annulment, I'm planning to clock out financially, and I'm suing him for degradation of business and stealing business models that the Armenian dick trampoline for Kardashians stole. And my business models over there in the UK. So business models I had into 2013 and deployed in 2014. And I guarantee you how far I'm going to clean this clock out financially and all the antics that he did. So when President Trump was talking about a criminal enterprise, was that what he's talking about? Because by the time I get through with them and share that all up in court, it's in their level of federal court cases, criminal court cases, and federal investigations, it's also recorded for quality assurance and monitoring. Here's the reason why I'm doing this upfront before we start this real, you know, nitty-gritty nuts and bolts. All the disruptions to my life, all the provocation, the aging provocateur, the March Madness, BS, the level of the Abundance of Love seminar series that was being messed with, tampered, and the provocation antics that pissed me off nuclearly to the point that I'm ready to go to court, civil court, county court, professionally mop the floor with each and every last one of these wealthy, well-connected billionaire effects, black, white, Armenian, and then on top of that, this black, nasty, disgusting, miserable, sociopath FedEx in line because he's created a lot of posturing, provocation, and then on top of that, my FedEx and his father are the ones that went over to their own network talking to Oprah Winfrey, and I'm not playing any more games. I've had enough of these antics and BS. And that same woman has deals with Rita Ora, Harvey Weinstein's introduced to her and whatnot. I'm not going through this anymore. And I had Susan Epstein in my emails and things like that, so
the same President Trump was talking about, TANF, DCNF, and things like that, yes, I would include stamps, and that's, there's nothing wrong with that because of course the poverty. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to the egregious levels of misconduct and the negligence, the provoke, and the gaslight. Nobody's linking me after the dental record to play all these sociopathic, nasty, out-of-order games where I was misdiagnosed, misdocumented because of a trafficking situation that happened in the mid-'80s. Has in the set of mid-'80s and twin babies in the mid-'80s. That would be me and my sister. So I'm not going through this anymore before I show my royal black tail because we weren't the public for protection. So when I tell you how far it's going to go in a level of lawsuit, it's going to go down because I'm tired of it. And when I tell you I'm not going through frozen screens or Ivy Thrust antics at Council C-22, and she's saying when I asked the name for my daughter, and she's saying when we came down here with a Nevada shirt on, but the names on the actual adoption record were changed and falsified because of the antics that were going on in the 80s, and that's because of who we are. And we weren't the right to complexion for protection. We had to be hidden. I was told that. I'm not going through this anymore. So several key players in this narcissistic Hillary gang need to be put in place. And I'm just giving you guys the who, what, when, where, and why I'm going to court over all of it. And I am divorcing a narc, and it's three natty worldwide, the way my federal records into the Queen album. And guarantee you're going to crown me and you're going to pay me for all your antics and the time loss and all the antics you did 10 years ago. This is your friends with Bay and Jay, and Bay and Jay are the actual aunt and uncle-in-law of Gianna Avery Allison. So John Avery, Kenneth Hill, Copeland is the same person. And I'm not going to dwell the nuclear provocation, Asian provocateur, but yes, that's gone on for a number of years, and I'm fed up with it. Just like Holly Ramsey said, come on with it! What are you going to do? Tell everybody the truth, and I'm tired of all of it. Because I'm going to explain to you how broken people, nasty, out of order, try some disgusting, despicable, abuse their power people, do things, and how they sit there and break otherwise nasty, nice people who are decent when nasty, disgusting people like them who are wealthy, well-connected think that, oh, I've got connections, I can get away with everything, just like the guy who sat on there who votes me yesterday while I was on my live, and then Storm Monroe decided he wanted to be Patty Betty because he's on Tasha Transarini TV, the same one who outed Darren Jackson, whatnot, Darren Jackson, yeah, the one that sat there was talking about that in the receipt, but she paid $800, and I took the receipt yesterday, well, early this morning, about Tasha Transarini TV paying for that receipt that she got on Darren Jackson. Or what do you call it, Derek Jackson. So we need to put Tasha Transarini TV out of commission and put her in the place because I'm sick of her antics. She's the same one who dropped my Twitter account, provoked and gaslight, and sent her winos over there to provoke me and gaslight. And then all several people like Nosy Bitch Live, I forgot Nosy Hoes Live, and several others who want to play these nasty agent provocateur provoking gaslighting word salad games like Goddess TV and several others who want to play these nasty B-sector antics. But you guys, the Allisons, are responsible for all these IT antics. And he's the same one that went with the own network. So I'm ready to go to court over all of it. So when we talk about learning trust again, we have to go and figure out what lost our trust. What caused the level of layers of nuclear upset? And then when we talk about levels of layers of wives that end up upset, angry, and pissed off, and at the point of calm, stoic calm, it's not episode snap for me. I'm used to this, and I'm not new to this. I'm fed up with the levels of narcissistic cheating, provoking, gaslighting, emotional abuse, tormenting, agreed, fed, exes of mine. And then on top of that, levels of antics and buffoonery. The one that is not a fed is the one I was just living with. And then on top of that, the other ones I know had federal cases and situations that were going on. So one is not particularly a fed, but he was actually in a fed case that was in New York. And that's how I figured out who was telling lies and who was doing what. Because the two subsequent exes are the same ones who were feds, actually, and their fathers were actual federal agents. So when I tell you I'm not going through this provocation, provoke, and gaslight, I don't hate the feds. You know, everybody has a job to do. And then on top of that, everybody has a position in life, and some people have to know their role, know their position, and play their role in life. So with that said, I'm not a actual enemy of the DEA. I'm not an enemy of the FBI, and I'm not an enemy of the CIA. In fact, the CIA and the FBI is what saved my life and kept me from dying because of wealthy, well-connected dogs who use their connections all their own doing and doctor paperwork and tell lies. And that's how I ended up being a psychiatrist provoked and gaslit because they trafficked me and my sister in the mid-'80s. So not only have been the levels of loss and things like that, my mom has nothing to do with that. She didn't know anything and whatnot. She's only aware of what was written in the documents, so she didn't know my adopted mom. But the levels of antics and buffoonery from my real mom and the levels of antics and buffoonery that have been done with my real dad, and levels of what the well-connected narcs who were involved in all these trafficking situations from back then need their behind what, because it caused me a level layer of loss, egregious levels of financial loss, economic loss, and a level of coercion, control, intimidation, and provocation, and environmental terrorism. And when my house is sitting at 82 degrees and tampering with my AC unit and constant creeping it up there on the thermometer and it's on the computer on the delay, then I want levels and layers of the EPA to do something about it, or I will sue the brakes off of Gulf Power, Georgia Power, Southern Company, and I will sue the brakes off of the wealthy, well-connected NARCs who did that. And since my AC unit was certified to be working in Moffitt, was it California, and that was certified that the AC unit was to work and shouldn't have any leaks or any issues, then it should be working. So the tampering that B, T, and E have done, and B, T, and E are the same ones who tampered with my car. There's levels and layers of lawsuits and restraining orders that are going to be applied, criminal lifetime restraining orders, and deemed contact orders, and multi-level of district and state courts and international courts for levels of international terrorism, domestic terrorism, and my phone ended up in the UK. And that's where I was mad with a white guy, because I was wondering how you knew about certain things that were in federal records that were documented at the FBI level and the DEA level. So that's why I said I don't support several DEA whores, Armenians, but Dick Turkling, because Robert Kardashian is the one who's on 919, three cases, signed four cases. So I don't like them because of simple antics that affected the person who's arranged on the paperwork to cover up my real mother and father. So by the time it's all said and done, I want a level of lawsuit restitution and then the level of participation with the agency, because Ian is the one who did the paperwork. HRS has changed from HRS to DCNF, Florida Department of Children and Families. Now you know why I hired them instead of 12 babies in the mid-80s. I'm not in the mood for any more provocation, posturation, agent provocateur BS, and Tasha Transmitter Kibi, and Slutty Garbage Petty, and her husband, Mr. Petty, Joe Nathan. We did it, Joe. Let me just put on there. The reason why I called her slut, because there's a lot of industry wars that were sitting up and playing my personal life, playing in my face, doing a lot of things, calling me slut, bitches, hoes, and all kinds of stuff. I don't appreciate that. I don't like using that language, but I'm fed up with Tina Lawson, who is the friend to Nikki, and Nikki's the same slut that was playing on my phone years ago, and I don't appreciate that slut. Nikki, I have my phone number from Jason and Johnson, the same ones that were going up to New York, and the thing is, she said, guess who's playing Jason and Sucker Free album, the Friday 13, guess who's playing Jason, and Jason Weingrassy is a Jackson on one side, and that's Janet Jackson's brother, and then on top of that, Johnson, David Allison, Joe Nathan, Kenneth Fetty, Ken Folkman, John Avery, is Katrina Taylor, Trick and Trina, Trina's cousin. Noah Taylor is the actual of either dad or whatever the situation. So that's you guys, Zeke, Freaky Zeke, D, Allison on the BMF cases and whatnot that Jonathan David Allison asked me about and sat there and changed my life with his own agenda to ask me questions I had nothing about. I had to Google what BMF was. So Agent Curtis Jackson needs to answer for all his provocation, posturation, and things like that. And then levels of provoking gaslight that was going on in Atlanta. So when I was in the hotel with Jeezy's car man and the billionaire, millionaire white guy, they called me Double D. See ya. My white guy, my favorite white guy, who's got money, millionaire, who pretty much knows you all, owns Atlanta, just like the other guy that I was homeless with. Kate taught me who owns all of Atlanta hotels. By the time it gets all said and done and the damages that y'all did to my business and cost me time and money and business models that were stolen from 2014 and then antics that came on going on in 2016, 2017, 2018 when I moved to Atlanta, the level that Keisha Lance Bottom that has deal with Task Force tip, DEA tip, ATF informant tip, and Tiny Coddle to play nasty games. I fed up with Tamika Diane here. It's Coddle that knows John David Allison, Kenneth Eddie, Kenneth Colson, Joe Nathan. We did it, Joe. What? Because I've been. I'm telling you that I'm fed up with the levels of antics and provocation agent provocateur BS. Because when somebody came on my live yesterday and asked me about my mental health, it's perfectly intact. I've been a victim of narcissistic foolishness and crossing the line deadly homicidal antics because I came across all the antics because what goes on in the dark comes to the light. And I fear not, trust the light, follow the light, fear not. And when there's levels of people who are out of order on their own, violating their oath that they took to protect against enemies, foreign, domestic, including some of their own, then there's a level of falling through the cracks that happened and levels of gap that wasn't done to failure to intervene, failure to interview, failure to protect. Just like I addressed it to the bank, this bank that I'm dealing with now, because my FedEx is bank that may be federal, the same one that the Deutsche Bank is doing the investigation and whatnot, and that's a DT bank, the best bank, and Mike over there at security that lies with me, because I'm half white and half black, so I never use a racial epithet, just like in school police department goes on payroll of Tasha Transmarina, Kiwi, Nikki, and several others, including Beyonce and JV, who Matthew Lewis came down here and rode by my house with a wide nose, dark skin, and whatnot. So I recognized him because somebody did an interview with him online on YouTube, and I recognized him as the guy in the Lincoln car that sat there long Lincoln car, like about this long, and whatnot that was parked across the street. And then my FedEx is the only one who could have told him where I live, because Gianna lived with me, and so did Jonathan. Joe Nathan, who moved up there to New York after he went to Texas, or Millie Milagro Milligram, for one to know that GSU, witness protection, that's Millie Mob Radio. So I'm not going to do any more of the provoke, gaslight, doxing my account, and talk to Diamond. You sat there and talked about Marion. William Marion Shug Knight, he dropped the Willie Knight, and he went to Marion Shug Knight. My sister's nickname is Shug. Mine is Ann. And I hugged Ann at Piccadilly in the parking lot when I was little. Ann's the one who did the paperwork. She was a social worker. So by the time I tear y'all up for all the gadgets and buffoonery, you'll understand what it means not to question somebody's mental health when you're trying to go and compromise their mental well-being, emotional well-being, and I'm Asperger's syndrome, high functioning. So how dare you keep on questioning my mental health while mentally unhealthy, broken people around here playing these narcissistic, nasty games and egregiously Hague-level violating my civil rights and my judicial rights to attorney and my judicial rights to have an attorney and legal representation. Not only did you witness tamper, then I had my family members scared to death and threatening them and threatening to burn down their house at the minute and threatening to burn down my house at the end. Not only did you vandalize my house and terrorize me, but you have these neighbors, including Kenyatta Linda Archie, and then her grandson called, "Mom, I'll kill you, bitch, I'll kill you, and I can get away with it. I'm misdiagnosed," and things like, or he said he's diagnosed, he can get away with it. I'm the one who's misdiagnosed. And I got punitive psychiatry because of Dan Patrick, who refused to listen after I talked to his detective status in Officer 54, switching out of Linda Archie. We want to take her to jail for what? And Jason Ryan Grassi is the actual informant at Pensacola Police Department. And Jonathan, Joe Nathan, Kenneth Petty, Jimmy Copeland is my Fed exit that had the FDMI cases and whatnot. He's Officer Kenneth B. Petty up there in New York. I'm not in news of Allison, who the name will change on the record as Allison. Keith Allison is a lawyer. I'm not going through this in Kardashian West was on the cases from 2007 to 2008. Her husband, Thomas, was the one that was informant on those DEA cases. I'm not going through this anymore. I've had it. And since it's funny for Tasha trying to mean QB to provoke and gaslight, do what she wants to do and dock my account, and talk to Diamond, you wanted to go sit there and support Slutty Garbage Petty, and you wanted to talk about Marion, and you did that, and I played the audio for everybody to see what y'all been doing. So Monica, all about the tea, they want to be a bully, and people called you out about it on your live. That's why I watched you. I don't stalk you. I just watched you, because they say you keep your friends close and your enemies closer, and I consider you an enemy because you supported your nasty, out-of-order, disgusting rapist, sodomizer, sexual abusive, nasty, out-of-order, trifling fed son, and your husband, who cheated on you with Marmaduke Juanita down there on Dog Track Road, needs to be going to a federal penitentiary for the stuff he did at the OWN Network, and my FedEx, his son, that went with him. I found out about it, and I saw the cases. So I'm ready to go to court over all the last levels of egregious over the last 10 years, overlapping 12 years, overlapping 15 years that I've known Jonathan, and then the 10 years that I knew Jason, and the 12 years of provoking gaslight to Charlie Tone. And then I got medically misdiagnosed because you miserable, nasty, out-of-order, disgusting folks were doing backdoor business deals, and it cost me money and time and business, and you stole my business model that I made in 2013 and deployed in 2014. So I'm ready to go to court over all of it, and then when my business model ends up in the UK, running my money because the Department of Revenue let it be known that y'all did this. T and E are the ones who stole my sales and tax use license and also my EIN. So I'm ready to go to court over all of it. Running my money or I'll go to court over all of it. And I mean it. Because when this grossly negatively affects my business, it grossly negatively affects my presentation, and people sit there and question my mental health while you mentally unhealthy, broken, nasty, disgusting, miserable, out of order, trifling, disgusting, Armenian dick trampling, Trinidadian sluts, and you miserable industry wars have played these nasty narco games, and people talk about, oh, it's just jokes. It's not no joke that somebody almost died, get punitive psychiatry, misdiagnosed, misdocumented, and you have the audacity not once, but a second time with a new insurance company to go prescribe medicines that could have killed me. By the time it's all said and done, I'm ready to go to court with Escambia County, Atlanta, and Keisha Lance Bottoms, who said she wanted to kill her masters and have Killer Mike wearing that shirt to do passive aggressive narcissistic things, but she doesn't want to explain the tax loss tip as his bond. And so it's Killer Mike, but it's Killer Mike's daddy's industry and whatnot. Killer Mike's daddy's APD. So that means there's a little bit of corruption, collusion that was going on in Atlanta, like I said. And when I had to seek political asylum from Pensacola to Atlanta, and I moved there and they kept up the narcissistic foolishness, now y'all know why I'm mad. Now you'll know why I'm ready to go to civil lawsuits, criminal lawsuits, and restraining orders, and levels of federal investigation and lawsuits because of Rock Nation antics and levels of CIA. Gianna sat there and told me in that apartment, 9,000 University Parkway, apartment 143, second floor upstairs, the rich cars were the Honda cars where they like to play all the tennis legends, but Kenneth Copeland down there in Miami. So I'm ready to go to court over all of that. because several people who were interviewed by my FedEx, and then on top of that, acquaintance who sat there and used all this information to play duck, duck, mark, psychological, emotional violence, vicious cruelty, mental cruelty, technology abuse, and tampering with my actual stuff, and then getting in my house, overriding the Wi-Fi system, and doing all these things. Now explain all of it, overriding my Wi-Fi, AVS, overriding my Wi-Fi, and tampering with the alarm systems, and then tampering with the timestamps and things like that. Because when I actually interviewed Ranger T6, I was Rockwell Minion, and he sat there and said he went through the military, knows how to do all that kind of stuff. He told on himself. That's what narcs do. They get so proud that they know how to do certain stuff, and they know how to damage, provoke, and gaslight and abuse, that he told on himself. And so he's the same one that's on my WhatsApp and Keek and things like that for my daughter. And then he asked for nudes for my daughter, and she was scared because they were threatening to release those nudes. Just like Task Force 6 son, the one with blonde hair, was out in California, and I tracked back the time when that happened. That was right around the time my daughter had a breakdown. So by the time I get through seeing the breakup of my FedEx and went to California to own network, there's levels of egregious crossing the line via an Ohio State jerk who was playing all these games. So the guy that got on here and said, do you think you're going to die in lungs? And after this question, sounds just like Carlos Ellie. I am ready to report over all the egregious levels of gross misconduct provoked gaslight. And the guy that said that I have connections over Utah too much. No, I don't. I didn't talk enough. I'm a victim of egregious levels of gross Hague level misconduct and civil rights violations. The paperwork I got in 2017 from the Department of Justice just allowed the man got my house and we arranged the paperwork so I can build it out. So that's why the court case has never moved anywhere. And I'm ready to go to court over all of it and see the breaks up with every last person. So now let's get into the coaching. It's not going to be very long. When we're talking about self-love, where we left off was past materials don't have to control your mind and emotions. I don't let it control my mind and emotions. Well, what I wanted to put from Misha, Storm Monroe, Tasha Transmarine TV, Nicki Minaj, Homegirl, and whatnot, the same one on the song, Petty Payroll, Nicki Minaj, Petty, the same girl called my phone, 20 cents, from a 516 number, that's New York. And that's over in Long Island, Washington Heights, and things like that. So I'm not playing any more games, and I'm fed up with these narcissistic antics like Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hugh Petty, Jonathan David Elson, Joe Nathan, who did all these antics, who was married to Rachel Farmer, Tony Uta Farmer, Ella DeSimler in Texas, who played all these nasty games, Emma Farmer, Oglesby out there in California to play these nasty narco games. I'm fed up with everybody from high school. So Nikki, who did the EP, high school, and then on top of that, the same thing, crown me, because I'm fed up with all y'all acting like nasty, out-of-order, bullies, harassers, provokers, and gaslighters, and then you want to see the validity of my claims by using multi-perpetrators. So the multi-level of district tort and filed federal lawsuits that need to go on now. Because I'm fed up with you affecting me in business. I'm fed up with you affecting my presentation. I'm fed up with the narcissistic antics. I'm fed up with the cable company tampering that you did at AT&T, Vivint, Dish Network, and the levels of messing with alarm systems across the globe. And then on top of that, AT&T security system and all the things that you've been doing and your son. Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland, and when Sasha Banks came down here from WWE threatening me, called me a petty bitch. I'm not one. I'm not a petty, rude bitch. And then on top of that, I'm not just petty either. By the time it's all said and done, if I find out that you forged documents for marriage and I thought you got separated, I'm ready to divorce you and I'm ready to claim your clock and the Cardinals and this shit. I'm going to sue the shit out of you because you're related to Cardinals because of Michelle. It's left those fucking David and Herbie. So I hate to use that language, but I want everybody to understand that I'm fed up with it. I'm not pocket watching. I'm fed up with everybody. I'm fed up with the narcissistic antics and the provocation pissing me off. Oh, my AC unit sitting at 82 degrees in the house. And then it's being messed with the temperature. And I showed you guys all the layers of technology abuse for both the gaslight. That's what's been done for 2 and 3 years. I'm ready to go to court over tampering with my AC unit after I had it fixed. I'm ready to go to court because I've had it. And when it said ODC on the bottom, so Oprah that was an official with Trump, the same Trump that's in Atlanta and Pensacola and around Orlando around my family, I'm ready to go to court over all of it. Don't question my mental health ever again. I'm tired of this. And I've had it. Because it delays my progress. I'm fed up with people messing with my business when it has to do with trafficking of twin babies, hotter than a set of twin babies, and I am young. I'm not in the mood for any more of this. And someone who did the paperwork. I'm ready to go to court. Because I'm ready to go and be freed of this miserable, narcissistic foolishness, levels of political, punitive, psychology was done to me, extreme levels of psychological warfare and torment has done to me, the levels of torture, emotional battery, and the levels of psychological, intimate partner violence, IPV, EPV, extreme partner violence, and psychological violence and emotional Munchausen by proxy that was exacted on me and it was outlined in 1984. Just like when they used a level of Asperger's syndrome is on a spectrum. So it's not schizoaffective, schizophrenic, or bipolar. It can look like that, especially when you're being tormented, terrorized, provoked, and gaslit, domestically terrorized by neighbors who are told by corrupt police officers who are on the payroll of Sasha Treasury, Nikki D, Nikki, and then Joe Nathan, Jonathan David Alton, Uzi Calvin, Fed Egg, who was also Uzi Calvin, was an FBI agent. So I'm not blaming the CIA. I'm blaming you guys, Zeke Allison, and the own network antics and the buffoonery that has gone on long enough, and I'm fed up with it. And Carlos Ellie, who's the corrupt DA over the situation. And then on top of that, levels of when I got ran to the hospital and the DEA was in that next room. I'm not going through this anymore. I'm ready to go to court over all of it. I've had it. So when people are going to federal records that are sealed, and I know that the records are sealed because they were sealed, and whatnot, but they were open adoption, which means you got to know what those records were all about. And I'm the special victim from the mid-80s. So now you know why, because we were going to be killed because we weren't the right complexion for protection. And it was confirmed as to why that happened. So by the time it's all said and done, I want a level of warrant for lawsuits for Jason Ron Gasty and John David Allison, who were the ones who went to the OWN network. I'm ready to go to court over all of it. I've had it. And I'm restoring the integrity back to the Sheriff's Department, the Full Police Department, and the Kim County Sheriff's Department in Atlanta PD. Because when I've gone through this in the New York PD, because there's corrupt officers and agents that were dealing with all this and did all this stuff to benefit several wealthy, well-connected narcs. And then when my phone ends up in the UK and I tracked it through Apple, and President Trump went over there to Apple to ask for passwords and whatnot, that's illegal and it's wrong. It's invasion of privacy. So that's what I addressed with Apple. I'm not going through any more provocation. I'm not going through any more poisoning. I'm not getting any more shutdown food. I'm not going through levels of egregious levels of corporate misconduct, revolt, and gaslight. This is what I explained to the new bank. And I made it clear that I'm ready to see the brakes off of this man. I made it clear that I'm fed up with all the antics. And I'm not going to be asked about dying. I'm not going to be threatened to be dead. I'm not going to be threatened to be hit. I'm not going to be threatened to have hits on my life at levels of egregious of industry people who did it, who were dealing with those DEA cases from 2007, 2008, and then the ones from 91, 93, 94, and 96. You're just mad because I found out that those were my family members. Mm-hmm. And some of them I already knew were my family members. So not only did you egregiously come after me, but you knew I was going to find out about it, and you're more mad because you failed at every level of provocation that you did. And then I was able to debunk all the lies. And then on top of that, all the links to the cases, the police department decided to get on the job and start looking at it. And they saw the links. Thank God for them. And thank God for Love of the Lanyards and the angel that was able to sit there and recognize that there was problems and it wasn't me. So learning how to trust again after somebody damages you and does all this psychological damage, does all this bullying, harassment, provoke, and things like that. The levels of learning how to trust again is little to none. The levels of you don't want the person who betrayed you, and however, you trusting the people can help you heal. That is not going to happen anytime soon for me to be able to heal. It's going to take a lot of coping mechanisms and resiliency like we talked about yesterday. It's going to take a lot of levels of having to go through a life of normalcy before I could ever trust again. And that probably will never happen again because of the egregious levels of gross misconduct, Hague level violations, civil rights violations, the levels of torture, damages, emotional damage, and emotional scars that have been inflicted on me. So when I tell you how far that these norms went, they went a little too far with their antics and buffoonery. There's nothing funny. It's no laughing matter. So when you want to talk about some of these teetotalers, Storm Monroe, Stormisha, you want to play games? Why don't you talk about you being trade DO, that everybody's following you? Why don't you talk about all your issues about getting a woman? Nobody wants you. So first, you're short. Nobody likes you. You're not attractive because your personality is narcissistic. And you get off on provocation word salad. And then why? Let me get on you. Nobody wants you because you're cockeyed. Then on top of that, you have the nerve to play word salad and you're a minion of Dr. Treasure and Nikiti. And the reason why I'm putting all y'all in your own place is because I'm fed up with all your antics. And here's I'm going to serve it. Because I've had enough of Tasha Treasury and TV and Toxic Diamond, I'm going to put you in your place. You're a terrible mother, a horrible mother, and nobody likes you. And then the thing is, you need to play about Marion Shug Knight. William Marion Shug Knight is the same one that was on the record and whatnot for the adoption due to the fact that they had to protect our identity, and people told me you had to be hidden because we weren't the right complexion for protection, first of all, back then in the mid-80s. How did they instead of twin babies? So by the time it's all said and done, the levels of antics and the death threats to my twin, which is my sister, that's why we can sit up there and read each other's minds. Now I understand it. Now I understand why plenty of times I would like get out of my head, because we were actually in the same womb. We are actually twins. And I found out I'm the one autistic, though. So the levels of narcissistic bullshit, but I found out that I'm gifted. So I am autistic and gifted. So not only am I high-functioning autistic, but you expanded on the levels of my emotional deficit because I don't carry two chemicals. So how dare you sit up there and provoke me, gaslight me, and do all the stuff that y'all have done for a number of years, bully me and damage my business and my business re-rollout and reputation. And the reason why I'm going in like this is because I've had it. And when I tell you that I have proof of this, Marcus Wiley, you're the same one. Say great content, sis. Casa Transmarini could be minion. I don't hate Wiley per se, but I hate the narcissistic foolish antics that Tasha Transmarini gave you for Nikki Payroll. The same slut makeup petty. That, and yeah, I said slut, because when you play these narcissistic games as much as you did in your beige homegirl, Tiana, I'm not going through this anymore. And Gigi was over there at that unit. So when I tell you Gigi, the same one that was on YouTube, the same one that's playing about bugs and things like that, and when y'all want to sit there and play these nasty narcole games and provoke and gaslight the way y'all have, there's levels of warrants. I want criminal restraining orders for Justice Victoria Grassi, who were getting in my house, damaging it, vandalizing it, Jonathan David Elson, Kenneth Sandy, Kenneth Fulton, that I saw down here. He was the guy with the red shirt and the Jabot jeans, because I remember he kept them. They were in the closet, just like that outfit he wore with Nikki in that floral outfit. So that's Kenneth Sandy, Kenneth Fulton, John Avery, Joe Nathan. So Gianna's middle name is Avery. So by the time I go and mop the floor with you in federal court, criminal court, civil court, county court, and all the antics that y'all did, you're going to understand that I'm fed up. I'm not couch pocket. I'm sick and tired of that. I came from money, so I don't need your money. I never needed a pocket watch or anything else to Haven. You used to sleep with Michelle, John's ex-flex that died. I'm fed up with all of you. I'm fed up with every bit of these antics that went on. So, Haven, you're telling the truth about Marcy Maid, because it's the truth. But what you're not going to do is make these statements or what they call word salad and play all these nasty narco games. Because you were sleeping with John's wife, the slut Michelle, that kept leaving him three times over. And John over a period of 15 years to cry about me, cry about Michelle, the slut. They used to have sex with you. And I'm sick and tired of y'all. You, Jay, and Bae. And when I say I didn't used to dislike Jay, I actually was one of his fans. I'm no longer a fan because your rivals become your idol, and your idols become your rivals, and sometimes it's because of things that they did 25 years ago that have grossly affected my actual father that was arranged on paper. What Marion showed tonight is not my father. It was arranged to cover up the things with Anne and the things that happened a long time ago in the mid-80s, how to win instead of twin babies. So when I tell you how far it's going to go in lawsuits, in civil criminal lawsuits, federal lawsuits, it's because y'all did enough. And the thing is, what goes in the dark comes to the light. See, if you would have left me alone, I'd not did all these nasty, egregious levels of gross misconduct and abuses and divisiveness, I would have never known that you guys were all involved in all that. And it could have been hunky-dory, and it would have been bygones, let you guys bygones. But the egregious levels of gross misconduct, negligence, using police departments, federal agents for your disposal to do what you want to do, and then you guys are now under investigation now. And because of your wire fraud, your data fraud, and you thought you were getting away with murder and the hits that were ordered, and the same people who were on the DMF cases like Rick Ross, and the same people like DJ Khaled, and then on top of that Jeezy and whatnot, and Joss, you said you work with the feds. So that means that all the IT hacks I was telling Chase about, Will and Jada, you're crying about Tupac. You mean the same one that's on my documented records and whatnot? I'm not going through this anymore. I'm tired of all of this. Because for 30 plus years, I've known my records and said nothing. Never said anything about my father. He's a diplomat and a royal. I'm not going through this, or my mother, whichever one it is, and how the story is really supposed to go, it will be found out in federal court, civil court, county court, because my records were sealed at the CIA level because of what was in the records. Oh, and since President Trump wants to release records and things like that, you have no business releasing anything that is at the level of CIA. I would never do that if I was a fed, but I'm not. I'm actually a citizen. And I'm being affected grossly because of Oprah and the antics that happened in the mid-80s, how I was in a set of twin babies. So when I'm grossly being negatively affected and Lionsgate was thrown in my yard, and then on top of that, Lionsgate, Tyler Perry Studios, and then John David Elson, you guys, Zeke Elson went over there to his own network, and Tyler is dealing with, and then on that, T.S. Madison, Manny Manhor, Timothy Penton, that was sitting up there playing my records, and y'all sat there and played me for a sucker on Twitter, and 2017, 2018, added Geo, T.S. Madison, Manny Manhor's manager, Nicki Minaj's homegirl, T.S. Madison, Mandy Manhorn, the same one that Wiley's up there big up in and things like that, the same one that y'all want to keep playing these nasty, narcissistic, duck, narc games. I'm fed up with all y'all, including Nick at Night, Tasha Transrani Kibi, Soren Monroe, and you guys, Isaac Elson, the IT specialist responsible for a lot of that. So I've made it abundantly clear how far my FedEx, Joe Nathan, we did it, Joe, split Nika's husband, Kenneth Petty, going to go playing away. And then going to levels of loving hip-hop in Hollywood, loving hip-hop Atlanta, not knowing my aunts and uncles were sitting right there on the TV. So when the girl Barney B mentions STFU, you mean STFU, my account on Twitter, then you understand that I changed it from Twisted Sister. So the ID channel, Khloe Kardashian West, did Twisted Sister. Now you know these narcos knew John, because they said John was the leak. He was it. The 91, 93, 94, 96 cases were the leak. But now you know how Ivy Cherok is saying, if you're telling lies on me, because when she said I was ranting, I wasn't. I was telling the truth. Ivy Cherok is the same one that asked for the news for my daughter. And Ranger T6 is the same one with the IT specialist background, just like you guys, the Elton and John David Elton, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland, John Avery. The same one who played all these nasty narc whole games and went up to New York and slept with Sletnica in 2014 when he drove up there with the Honda car. The same one that Jennifer said that she had been kidnapped at the bus stop. So Hot Shot Radio was telling the truth. Nosy Hoes Live was telling the truth. And the receipts were accurate. Because when I saw it on Goddess TV, the same car, the same house that he showed me a picture of, that he took a picture of and talked to me about, I said, whose house is this? He was like, oh, my family's house. You mean Tina Lawson up there in New York? So the levels of antics that Tina Lawson did over on Periscope Twitter, I wasn't lying about. So the antics and the narcissistic foolishness needs to stop. So that's why I'm getting on Tasha Transrani TV, Storm Monroe, Stormisha, hair or lip. The levels of antics that y'all ditched me. The levels of IT hack and IT hack and doing this at multiple places and costing me time and money and costing me levels of coerced debt. Or taking contracts out of my house while Cox Cable doctored the contract from a 2-year contract to a 5-year contract. Vivint forged my mother's signature, and my mother wasn't one of the things. But the guy asked me my mother's date of birth and social security number, and I asked him why he was asking for it. He's like, we just do that for verification. But he sat there and told lies and then went after my mother. So I only signed my check thing with my check because my mother's not on my account. I'm not on my mother's account. There's a reason why she did that. So the thing is, I'm only going to be on her account if something happens to her. Other than that, she's on a good right sound mind. I didn't need to be on it. So the levels of provoke and gaslight, I would never steal from my mom because my mom said you can get anything you ever want. Told my sister the same exact thing. You're my girl. You don't have to ever take anything from me because I'll give you whatever you want. While you miserable, nasty narcs have done everything to threaten my mother, my adopted mom, and then when Waterburger over here sends her with food that they packed and cooked, and then the food is sitting up there, and I said I felt drugs, and they got scared. So that's why. So all the poisoning and provoking gaslight that was done to Andre Young, Dr. Dre, Black Studio, how did they send a twin baby from the mid-'80s? I'm not going through this anymore. Because just like Black Studio's wife is sitting up there embezzling his money, they need to do a federal investigation for Nicole Young. So she's trying to get more money out of him for no reason. So the antics that they did at Love and Hip Hop of Hollywood, but Ray J's actually my cousin because of Mary and Shug Knight. They're related. So the levels of antics of buffoonery that y'all did, and I told y'all I'm not going through this anymore, I meant it. So I met my cousin up there in Atlanta with Princess Love, the same one who's talking about tours. What tour? I'm not going on any tours. No time soon. She said you were going to handle something. Princess, I want to address all these key pay layers and all the provocations and antics and aggravation and pissing me off. Juju, you said it was jokes, right? Isn't it a joke if you're married or trying to marry a man who doesn't want to marry you for 10 years? So a lot of you industry whores, dick trampolines, that were doing things on behalf of the petty stuff that Tierra Marie got kicked out for, and Tierra Marie's part of Rock Nation, the alcoholic, Tierra Marie, and Lisa Bloom, who took that case, and y'all used that for a storyline, just like Vashani O'Neill. Holly O'Neill, oh, I forgot. That's Bank of America. I'm just destroying names. Vashonda O'Neill, who sat there and confirmed the petty stuff that happened at Basketball Wise. I want you guys to understand how far this went. And Jackie Christie went out there to Atlanta. And Malaysia Hargo, who sat there and talked about children being dirty. My child's not dirty. In fact, my child is actually a person who plays sports. And she goes to practice. How dare you ever speak of my child, you miserable, nasty twat. Then on top of that, a lot of y'all are doing antics up there in Atlanta. D'Anthony that was on your show. It's the same one who's D'Anthony, Lulu, Tanji Archie, Poochie Archie's sister. The same one from Huntsville. So the Huntsville married from Huntsville, Melody, and you were talking about cheating respectfully, and you had the backdrop of Betty Boo. And Mariah Huck, you did the same exact thing on Bravo. Then you're going to understand how far it's going to be in lawsuits. Because the levels of provoked gaslight that y'all did and want to play nasty, narco games, and my FedEx knew all of y'all and the production stuff that y'all did, and unless you want me to sue the brakes off of y'all, I suggest you get ready to pay up for all of it. And all the answers you did to my family and breaking my family apart and doing all this exposed, nasty, narcissistic crap and IP hack via microphone, things that can be done for technology abuse, emotional abuse, and egregious levels of things that were done from 2014 all the way up to now. And I'm ready to go to court over all of it because I reported this to my doctors in 2012, 2013. I got dragged out of my house because of Jason and Jonathan. He said, you're going to ruin my life, treat me like Cinderella. I don't need you. I don't need the wedding dress CR, and I don't need the mayor's savings. What I want is restitution for your miserable misconduct and your gross levels of antics, and you went to the OWN Network, you miserable slaves you got.
I want everybody to understand why I have to have the majesty of being calm. Because they banked on me being angry about it. And there's never going to be a point that I'm never going to not be angry about it because it cost me too much. They cost me time, money, and business models, and they stole it. Not only have they affected me and Navy Federal, but Donald Trump is the investigation on those accounts at Navy Federal, Deutsche Bank investigation. And then when Oprah was in the pictures of Donald Trump, and that was ODC, now I know what that was all about. So the levels of antics with my AC unit was tampered, and you guys, the Ellison, I found out was responsible for that. And then Nehemiah Johnson, Hank Johnson's daddy, Nehemiah Johnson is the son of Hank Johnson. And all the antics that they did, tampering with the AC unit, and Vaughn, and then several other people that thinned the tires of my car and did all this psychotic crap. All of you who are from high school who did all this nasty stuff, I hope you go to jail, including Lynn Clarity, with Aaron Clarity, who was my rapist when I was 16 years old. I want levels of warrants for every last one of you who participated. I don't like any of the antics, and I don't find it funny. Any humiliation, degradation, so it's no joke about it. You grossly negatively affecting my life and my health. And then you have the audacity to sit there and harm somebody continually and do all this terrorism online. That's why Section 230C covers now social media and being sued. That's why I showed you guys the federal standards for it. I found all of them and Googled it. So all the corporations that participated in provocation lied on me, just like I was straight in the bank today, about the antics with the vendors like Card.com that want to play nasty antics, but their IP, voiceover IP, was doing the same thing that it did at USPS, and the levels of narcissistic antics that were going on everywhere at these corporations, and they provoked and gaslit. Now I've removed my argument. So you now know that I was talking over a hoarse voice. So how dare Mary today, that's on the phone, sit there and lie on me, just like I told her supervisor, and I'm not going through this anymore. So it's just like, oh, Mary had a little lamb, and I'm not the sacrificial lamb that's going to go through anymore. But I made it clear that I've made enough sacrifices in my life. That's in my career, my levels of business, and things like that, my business models. And I'm not going to sacrifice anymore for anybody, not for nothing. I was a patriot. I've done everything possible to protect against enemies foreign and domestic. I lived into my oath, and I've done everything right while you all have done everything wrong and benefited from it. That's why I'm addressing Tasha Transrani TV, Toxic Diamond, Naked Knight, The Wiley Show, several others, Armand Wiggins, and several of you nasty narcs who thought it was funny to do. And don't you ever get on my live harassing me and talk about you talk too much. I didn't talk enough. I should have talked a long time ago and said what was going on. I was afraid of getting in trouble. I was afraid of affecting my mother. But nobody cared about being affecting me or my family or my sister or the death threat she got. And I found out about it. I want you guys to understand, as a life coach, a wellness coach, a business coach, and a certified life coach since 2016, how far y'all taking it and how nuclear upset I am. And I'm talking over a hoarse voice. So you understand I have to protect my voice up higher. So the levels of misconduct at the police department, sheriff's department, and the SDNY cases and the DEA cases, how dare you? How dare each one of you? So when we talk about learning how to trust again, I want you guys to understand how to speak up and project my voice higher. And you see that I'm holding my voice box? Jason is going to strangle me and put his knee in my stomach and strangled me for over 3 minutes. I could have died. My body part is in that wall. He lied in court and committed perjury. Marissa Guest, that looks like Joanne Reed, is the same one who sat there and seized my car, walked around the neighborhood twice, and sat there and testified for Jason. She wasn't here when he did what he did. I sailed the plate out across the tent to get him out of my house, to get him in the car, to take him home to Adrian, Grassy, Wells, Rogers, John Rogers, wife, ex-wife. The same miserable, nasty woman in Quitman, Mississippi. The same nasty woman who's done all these things and sat there with her brother and teaching about ruining my life in 2013. So I'm a victim who never lied. Y'all bank on my response to egregious levels of hate-level violations, civil rights violations, and domestic terrorism, foreign and domestic, using my phone and taking it overseas in the UK, told on you. It told on each level of you who sat there and did this and went over there and talked to Rose Rothschild and played in his face. And he played in my face inadvertently. Because when we had a conversation, I wondered how he sat there and mentioned something he didn't know anything about because I don't know him like that until now, from 2017, 2018. So that explains how this happened. So Ivy Turok, you were running around here playing games, but you're the same one who sent things to my phone, the Motorola charm that I replaced from the one from 2012. There's two different hexadecimal codes. That's how I knew that the folks were being tampered with. So Ranger T6, you weren't playing nasty narco games, and you told on yourself because you're so great at what you do. I interviewed you to make sure that I wasn't going nuts. And that there wasn't somebody who had the ability to do so. Because I interviewed you to see if John was doing the same exact thing. So that's how you ended up telling on yourself. And I recognized you as a guy with a beard, salt and pepper beard, and a white eye. And I just watched the blonde haired one with the bank. So how dare y'all sit there and tell lies to me? I'm tired of Council C 22, Ivy Rock, and Ranger T6, and other aggregators of this. I've had it with all of you.
That's what I mean by betrayal trauma. I wanted you guys all to understand this in the 54 minutes and 47 seconds. So Officer 54, who sat there and told lies on me, and said, we want to take her to jail. You didn't want me, you wanted me to go to jail because I told you about assuming that I rent this house. I own my house. And Larry, who has the Habitat House, just like I do, signed the same contract to live in a safe neighborhood, safe environment, not a domestic terrorism environment, provocation, and lying to police like they did. So Larry needs his house foreclosed and get up out of here in 30 days. I called the U.S. Marshal about it. And I also called the Department of Justice about it. So I'm not going through this anymore because I called them to get paperwork recently. So I'm not going through any more of this provocation and anti-Semitism. They're getting up out of here in 30 days, and I mean it. And the police department better get them escorted up out of here, or the U.S. Marshal needs to come down here and get them up out of here, and I mean it. Because when I've gotten lied on, provoked, and gaslit, just like it's 72 degrees, they need a 72-hour hold. Each and every last one of them. So, Monica Tumor Elson was just talking about that the other day, about taking 150 to 250. You need one, too. Because you're the same one who was at AHS warranty. And so I'm like, do you need any help? Do I need to call your family and things like that? No, you don't. Because if you call my family lady, I promise you'll grapple with the pretty one on you. And people called you a bully, Monica. So you're in Tennessee. So by the time it's all said and done, I want a warrant for your arrest. And then I want All About the Tea deleted off of YouTube. I want Stormer Rose back channels and Toxy Diamond's back channels, Naked Knight back channel, and Armand Wiggins back channels taken, and Tasha Transparent TV online with Toxy taken off of YouTube before I see the breaks off YouTube for you guys, you Allison's antics. And I mean it. Because when I called YouTube about the news and they gave me the case to take it off, it's because I asked nicely and I told them what was going on because I have an underage child. So when people threaten to have sex with my child underage and put child pornography on my computer, how dare you? And because the thing is, what y'all didn't know, is that a white guy came to my house and he's like, I know somebody at their highest level, go in, and I can help you. What you're going through is illegal and wrong. And there's a way to catch him. Catch her. So while y'all are playing nasty games, I'm ready to call in my favor and catch you in your wrongdoing. So don't keep playing and tampering with my stuff on my computer. Because the thing is, what I have is business. And what you've done is damaged my beat computer, which is a collector's item, my monster's beat, the headphones that you sat there and did all this stuff, and y'all played these nasty games. And I do know a monster, Rico. So by the time I get through with Rico Hudson and everybody else who want to play these nasty-ass games, I'm tired of all of y'all. And Dooney Bob, I'm tired of all of y'all. Because not only have y'all played these nasty narco games, but y'all continue to play these nasty narco games and thought I wouldn't recognize you. A lot of you nasty narcs have done enough stuff to me to where I'll never forgive you, and you would never be trusted again. So, Ulu Kanji Archipucci, your brother, is the same one that was in the 96 case and did the shot out there in Nevada. By the time I get these tearing you up, ladies, and in federal court, civil court, county court, criminal court, you're the same one who's having sex with Bradley Davis, Gucci, that used to sleep with Onika Tanya Mirage Betty, Gucci was choking me. By the time I get through choking the hell out of y'all in federal court, civil court, county court, you understand what it means not to play snatchy not whole game. So, John David Ellison, let me get on you. See, murder didn't do that shooting in that club. Because when they said the guy was 5'11", yeah, 5'10", 5'11", John David Ellison, Kenneth Hedy, Kenneth Copeland is 5'10", 5'11". So not only are you an asshole, but you sat there and told me you had a fight in the club. So were you the one who shot that guy? Because by the time it's all said and done, you and Michelle, your slut that's sleeping with today and Irby, is the same one who was up with you stationed in Louisiana and then you were stationed in Atlanta. And those BMF cases you asked me about, now I know what it's about. So by the time I get through with Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hedy, Kenneth Zupetti, and John David Ellison, you guys, Dick Ellison, son, Kenneth Hedy, Kenneth Copeland, Nikki Cousin, by the time I get through with Slut Nika, Tasha Turner, Nadine, and TV, homegirl, that they follow each other on Instagram, they followed and unfollowed, I found out about all these things, I want a level of transparency here. And it's not going to be a level of me diving off a boat or being killed by my husband or the month madness or I forgot Social Security 2021 that I was told about. At least I'm marrying her to make her ever know it's right down. So nobody's going to get any conservatorship over me. You're not going to go sit there and provoke gaslight, torment, gaslight, and emotionally abuse me when I have a billionaire mother, billionaire father, and nasty out-of-order answers that they did to cover all scandal from the mid-80s, hotter than a set of twin babies. I'm fed up. So the agencies that were paid off DCNF, because they knew that those records were falsified. They also knew that Ann was the one who did the paperwork. HRS chased DCNF. So by the time it's all said and done, the multi-perpetrators, the people who did this, Brittany Zachary Davis, and Chris is your boyfriend, your baby daddy, the same one who's doing the IPS, by the time I get through all y'all, y'all understand what it means not to ever talk to me again, never come around me again. Criminal restraining orders will be applied. I don't want you to ever speak to me, and you should never apologize for the level of what you did. Because Brittany, you're responsible for the Square Cash App things that you did. And getting that false credit card that you always take things back. Kenny versus Iowa is the same thing about the 4 computers that you bought and sold from PayPal. So the negative $3,500, better get wiped clean from PayPal, or I'll screw the brakes off of them. PayPal was an eBay company. So this explains Alex Grayson and Dan Winnick and the antics and whatnot that they did it. eBay and Jocelyn and Chuck, who are being as nasty as they could, and they were Filipinos. I'm not going through this anymore. I'm fed up. So now y'all understand the corporate misconduct and levels of greatest levels of getting shut down food and things from Walmart, Amazon, and levels of antics and buffoonery. So I'm not going to end up dead. I leave, and you're going to show me a doppelganger of me and play these nasty psychotic games. I'm tired of this. And I'm fed up with people questioning my mental health while mentally unhealthy, wealthy, wealth-connected, narcs, billionaires, millionaires, and this guy's out in here. Come on, billionaires are in on this. I don't care. I come from billionaires, and I'm sick of y'all. Because, see, I'm willing to walk away from billions. So billions underscore who writes like Jonathan, they said, I'm going to give you one more time to apologize. Just like you said in my house, when you hit me and pushed me against the wall, I got a contusion underneath my right shoulder, and you got the nerve to sit up here and do all this nastiness. I want a level of federal court, civil court lawsuit against you. The Carters know they're not going to sue me, because I have every right to sue them. And I'm tired of this provocation antics. So I want everybody to understand this as a life coach, wellness coach, while anybody would get to a point of majesty of being calm while being absolutely nuclear upset. So the next time you talk about my teeth, they're white, jerk. And I want a level of warrants and lawsuits for each one of you. Because Stormita, Stormita, it's funny as long as you have the upper hand, doesn't it? Sneak at night. You look like Roger from American Dad. You got a body of a god and a face from hell, a butt of face. And I'm sick of y'all. So I wanted to make sure that everybody knew why I was going in on everybody about hygiene and looking and teeth and things like that. Some of y'all got porcelain veneers and still have nasty, disgusting gag breath that smells like a dog farted on your tongue or a hot baby dookie. So while y'all are playing around about my teeth, I have to get $4,000 worth of work done because the medicines that crumbled my teeth, messed up my stomach, treated, mistreated, and then on top of that, misdiagnosed and misdocumented because my federal records are sealed, show that I was developmentally delayed. That's what they have to name you when you're a baby. You can't say you're Asperger's until they do enough study. So they did enough study where as an adult found out I'm Asperger's high functioning on a spectrum. Does anybody else have any questions? MSNBC, Robin Coates, you're Damon John's homeboy. So it's funny for Damon John to laugh about me getting the things that were done to me. So levels of Katrina Taylor, you saw P. Diddy, P. Unsay, all the antics, but P. Diddy's on those cases against Suge Knight, Calvin Brodus, that will be technically my cousin because of Ray J. So do you understand that I'm not in the mood for any more of this? I'm ready to go to court over all of it. I told y'all, I don't name drop for a reason. I don't have to. I don't hate Miss Nora. I hate Princess. I hate the antics that they kept up, and they've done it enough in Atlanta. And then Keisha Lance Snowbottom, who has those deals with Task Force 10, and you were getting bonds for Killer Mike and Task Force 10. By the time it's all said and done, Task Force 10 needs to explain why Killer Mike's dad is on APD, and y'all are doing these business deals. Because I'm not pocket watching. I'm sick of your wife who's playing in my house and doing all this narcissistic crap that y'all did. And y'all knew John, and that was that Grand Hustle stuff. So Iggy Dilly was telling the truth when she said y'all are some rat informants. So let's go in, and I'm going to show you how far that I'm protecting against enemy foreign and domestic. Cost of transmitting TV. So you paid for that story with Derek Jackson, so you can't say I'm lying. Oop, well, I guess the girl lied about you paying $800 for that Derek Jackson story. So you revealed those receipts about Derek Jackson. So cost of transmitting TV, you're known for doing things like that. So you lied. You said you didn't know. And since y'all like playing narco games and things like that, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland, John David Allison is right there, up there. You see the guy in the black? That's his original photo when he got arrested in Kansas. You know where Mike Pompeo is from? So Jonathan David Allison, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland is the same person. So no deal of life was telling the truth. And things like that, the Kenneth Petty, surviving Petty is real. It says I'm surviving Mr. Petty, John David Allison, up there. So that's Michelle's ex-husband, Michelle from Destiny's Child. So Big Zoo Petty is my FedEx. That's John from high school. Nikki that had the EP high school. Nikki Karate Garbage Petty is nothing but a petty, disgusting bully and a provoker and a gaslighter. And then on top of that, Tasha Transmania TV, unwind with Tasha K, is the same slut as playing games and dogs to my account. So let me go and prove one more thing. Wiley, you followed me a year ago. So when Holly Ramsey at the Pensacola Police Department said, come on with it, what you going to do? Kill careers for fun? Here we go. Marquise Wiley. I think you need to see the breaks off of Tasha Transmania TV. Storm Monroe, you need to see the breaks off of Tasha Transmania TV. And then on top of that, Cardi B, you need to see the breaks off of Tasha Transmania TV. And Cardi B, if you don't want me to see the breaks off of you and your Kardashian West song girl, you're the same one, Bell Kelly, that's on the Tekashi 6ix9ine case, and so is Onika Tanya Mirage, the same one that's sleeping with Tekashi 6ix9ine, the same one who ratted out Rock Nation. So I'm not going through this anymore. I told you I'm fed up with all the antics of the plenary. Today is Irby. You were telling the truth about Marcy May. That was 25 years ago. I'm not going through this anymore. So Wendy Williams, this is not the Williams household. For Kevin, they were playing games. And then on top of that, Sharina with the IT antics. But DJ Booth went to work for Onika Tanya Mirage Petty. So that explains all these antics and buffoonery. So I made it clear that I don't hate Wendy Williams. I used to look up to her. Thing is, when y'all are playing these narcissistic, nasty industry antics, I told you I don't like none of you. I told you I don't like the antics, and I stopped liking a lot of you because you're nasty, evil, and dead behind wrong. So that proves I was telling the truth since day one. Look at the timestamp. 1 year ago. So Tasha Transmania TV, that proves that you're a pathological liar. Then you also have done this and done this to Armon Wiggins. You did this to Meek at Night. You did this to, what's her name? Not Stormisha, Storm Monroe. You did this also to, what's her name, Toxic Diamond. So not only have you done this, but you created so much beef, but you got fake accounts. You're the one who stole the picture of me, and you superimposed your face, and you don't do Photoshop good enough that I could tell at the bottom of my face when I'm fat. So not only are you a narc, but you're a sociopath and a toxic person. You're a broken, miserable woman. You're a disgusting, despicable yard skink. You're a despicable, nasty, toxic bully. You're a hater, and you're a disgusting gaslighter. You should be taking on Checky Keaton, taking all your money, and paying off his baby mama, not to come forward about that side baby that he's got. Maybe you should mind your own business. So, Kristen Scott at Basketball Wise. Since their 16 passed around dick trampolines, and most of them are groupies elevated to wives, just like Onika Tanya Mirage Petty, I'm not going through any more petty crap. So surviving petties is real, and Onika Tanya Mirage, didn't you pay the shade room to not go tell the truth about you? So I hope the shade room doesn't feel guilty about it. Now you can run the story, surviving petties is real. He had it suppressed off of Instagram, and he had it suppressed off the shade room. So who else is on your payroll, Onika? So you're 904 Queen, but this used to be the area code 904 before it changed to 850. So not only are you nasty, but you're a provoker and gaslighter, and he said, I believe you. I don't need you to believe me. I don't need you or anything else that you got. I want you to go and find you somebody else to play with, because not only did you call my phone 10 years ago, but you and your nasty, slutty vegan homegirl and her camel-looking husband have tried to do a bullet. And the levels of antics and egregious levels of gross misconduct are the reason why I'm going in on y'all, because y'all use social media to damage my career. And then the fake reviews that y'all did in 2016, 2017, Tina Lawson, the Daily Bot, and provoking gaslighting, and that Carlos Ellis of Tired Brothers Home Network, it was just like my bad ex. By the time it's all said and done, because he looks like John when he was fat. But the thing is, I know what Kenneth Petty looks like because I remember what John looked like when he was in the military and lost weight. So the levels of antics, those are two different people. Because he kind of grossly resembles my other ex, who is not a fed. He was like his twin. So not only are you nasty as all get out, but y'all evil and y'all like playing nasty games. And I'm sick of y'all. Every last one of you. So in this live, I want you guys to understand how broken people can try to break people before we get into the nuts and bolts of the real teaching. So when I told you guys, when we talked about healing after betrayal, all the things that we have to do in strategy, levels of trying to ignore betrayal traps, everything inside of you can stop for you from healing, those are levels of why I wasn't healing, why I was always reactionary, why I was always acting out of character, because they knew what they were doing to grossly skew the validity of my claim and they questioned my mental health, just like this person who did it yesterday. And they continue to do it. You're only mad because I'm telling the truth, and I'm not talking enough. There's some things I'm going to take to my grave, and it's not going to be an early watery grave, like I was told. Or my husband's going to poison me or try to have sex with me knowing he's sick. So that means whichever one of you has a disease, you better fess up, because I don't have one. I don't have HIV. I don't have chlamydia. I don't have syphilis. I don't have gonorrhea. I don't have nothing. I never did. I took my test. So by the time it's all said and done, I want a level warrant for lawsuits for egregiously exposing me to your nastiness and whatever he disease you do have. That's why I told you guys I would never trust another man again. I would never trust another female again. Because the same people who are sitting around in my house playing in my face are the same ones who went to industry running their mouth. LaVonya Harris-Dixon, teacher Monique Walker, Mike Walker's wife. Levels of antics and buffoonery that y'all kept up and violated my trust, violated my friendship, and being a genuine friend to most of these nasty narcholes. But these cases have to do with some of y'all and y'all's people. Stay out of my face and don't come around me. Just don't. I don't want to hear nothing you have to say. And then Vaughn, you send the tires. This industry. Found out about it. I want a level of I can forgive myself. I want you guys to understand why it's so hard for a victim of narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse, torment, gaslighting, intimate partner violence, emotional violence, or emotional merchandise by proxy, or what they call psychological abuse. I'm a walking Gypsy Rose Blanchard, just about. Because this example of just like Betty Broderick who shot her husband. Dan was wealthy, well-connected, I'm not. Well-liked, and acted like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So that means that Dan Broderick is capable of spinning a narrative about his wife being unstable and crazy when she's not. Just like Darren Jackson is doing to his wife, put that bonnet on. She's clearly shut down, checked out, at cognitive dissonance, and doing everything to hold on to what left of a shred of dignity she has. And what left of a shred of dignity she has is the level of psychological abuse. And we come to find out, the only thing that I can raise you about, Tasha Transrani Kibi, is that you expose a real narcissist at a higher level, a wealthy, well-connected narcissist. That's the only thing you did right, although you paid for the story, but you lied and you didn't. Not only did you probably help this woman get out of her marriage, but she'll be able to safely get out of her marriage. Because what that lady's going through is what I went through for 10 years. Overlapping 12 years, overlapping 15 years, and 4 years of punitive, theoretical abuse of psychiatry and abuse of position and abuse of agency. So when I tell you that it's not DCNF that's the problem, when I tell you it's not HRS that's the problem, when it's not a level of feds that are a problem or CIA that's a problem, then you don't have anything to do with this. These are people who operate as a representative of agency. So now you understand what I mean. Failure to interview, failure to intervene, failure to have empathy and listen. Failure to do customer service is the reason why things weren't getting done. Failure to do a level of professional conduct in business is the reason why there should be an office of the inspector general. I don't get paid to be an office of the inspector general because I'm not. I don't get paid for none of what I went through. But I went to school for human resources. I was originally going to school to be a lawyer. In fact, I had CJ, pre-law, pre-legal. That is prerequisites to get your bachelor's degree and whatnot to become a lawyer and then go on to the postgraduate stuff to go and get your Juris Doctorate JD. Because I went through serious crimes that changed me. Not only did you grossly negatively affect the outcome of my life, you grossly affected my education, but I ended up falling into an education level of experience where I need to be at, and that's human resources business management, and I'm damn good at what I do. I guarantee you I had Fortune 500 companies who asked me to be on their board seats, to be an advisor to help them steward their company to right where. That's including up to Sprint. Levels and layers of UPS. I don't work for them. I've literally worked hard and helped mold eBay back to where it's supposed to be at without getting paid. And let me tell you something, and I got stabbed in the back by the same corporations that I've been telling them, you've got problems internal. I've dug these corporations out of lawsuits that they literally should be sued for. Yet I'm getting a knife drove in my back all the time, being cut, sodomized, raped,
provoked, gaslit, lied on, misdocumentation on police records. But I'm only asked for a finger on my function test to get supposed to go to the VATS program, which is for gifted children. So it means that a lot of y'all sat there and banked on my reaction. So when we look at Derek Jackson, and we look at the levels of anti-blackery, the only thing Tasha Treasury did right this time is that she actually exposed a narc, somebody like her, a covert narc, who's good at interviewing, but does a lot of narcissistic things and does anything to get to the top, including us lying to their viewers and admits to doing it and plays into their viewers' face because Tasha Trantorini TV does the same thing to her lineup and blatantly says she's lying to them before. So not only was people telling the truth about Tasha Trantorini TV, but she seems to always go dormant and go missing when things go down. And not only is she always the aggregator, but that's the reason why Storm Monroe wanted to play all these nasty narc whole games. So that's why I'm putting you in your place, Storm Monroe, because you want to play games about the color of my teeth are white, you stupid, nasty narco. Then on top of that, you have the nerve to be a bully, and you're short, and you used to be fat. You used to have male titty, and you got the nerve to sit there and play these narcissistic games because I recognized you. And then she's like, I recognize Beanabot. By the time I get to tearing y'all up, all y'all's word salad, wordplay, I'm telling you how far it's going to go because I'm fed up with all of y'all. I don't appreciate the games being canceled because you cost me money and time. I want people to understand that you don't go this far with antics and buffoonery. That's why I said it's no longer jokes. It's because you're operating out of order on your own selfish agenda because you knew exactly what you did. You knew exactly what's going to come to light, but you want to see the validity of my claims. Then you want to question my mental health while levels of doctors, lawyers, and therapists were on payroll to do this. I had a doctor's appointment in a couple of days. And how dare you keep up this provocation every day up to my appointment? It's the same thing you've been doing for years, messing with the AC unit. Do all this tampering at my door. Do all this psychotic BS. Or when I went to go on errands and then come home with my door unlocked. I'm ready to go to court over all of it. Because your domestic torment, sadistic terrorism, and somatic cerebral narcissistic foolishness have cost me time, money, and my brand. And I want a warrant for arrest of each person. Joke or no joke, it's not funny. March Madness is over. And you can bet your bottom dollar I've been mad before March. And I'm actually calm and mad and livid over all of it. I want everybody to understand, as a life coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, and a marital counselor, and I was going through divorce counseling coaching, and Jay Pink Smith was sitting in my meeting, she's Kardashian West crew, and friend, and whatnot. The levels of IT hack, revoke, and gaslight that they've done to me, I don't find funny, and I don't like them, and I never will. And then on top of that, when Tupac and her were in school in Baltimore, and everything else in Maryland, before he moved to New Jersey, and him and Big were best friends, I fell in love with Big Sud. And don't you ever in your life play these nasty behind games and think it's funny to do. I'm no longer in love with him because he lied to me about who he is. And I'm no longer in love with him because the levels of provoking gaslight just went on. And I could never trust anybody ever again. I would never trust anybody, whether you're white, black, mixed, or anything else. Because the levels of provoking gaslight that you've done to me, and what I mean by you, several people, is the level of egregious crossing the line BS, almost cost me my life, and I almost died in a car and was tampered. I could have died in Rome, Georgia. And I don't like being the punchline of anybody's rap songs. I don't like being the butt of anybody's cruel, sick, sadistic, nasty, out-of-order trifling jokes. I don't find it funny. I want everybody to understand this because I'm talking over a hoarse voice, and I don't like being lied on. And they've done enough lying. Lies get people killed. Lies cause people to not get justice like it happened to me. So Breonna Taylor will get justice before I do. I'd be damned if she does. Because I'm going to end up dead behind it. I showed that I've been a patriot, and I followed my oath. I even shredded my oath because I didn't want to be found dead with it. I want y'all to understand how far this has gone last week. Because I tried not to sleep, but don't want to do this every day. I told y'all, I'm not even been cussing and fussing, going off like I have. And y'all did it for 2 years. People ask, you've been told so much. We didn't provoke so much. Why are you on here to do business? What I'm saying to do this day one. And y'all continue to do the greedy things and misconduct, provoke gaslight, escalation, continue to play with this AC unit and the levels of what you can do with alarm systems and what you can do with AC units. They need to start doing something here with these AC units because it can be done. And I'm ready to go to court over all of that because I reported it to the EPA. So the California office that's out there and certified that my AC unit is working and it's ODC and things like that was up there. And I picture O and Trump. And Trump was in Pensacola and Trump was in Atlanta. So now y'all understand that I'm ready to go to court because I've had it. And don't ever tell me not to be a witness. I wasn't planning on being a witness. But when people are telling me there's Russian bastards on my head, I showed you those posters on the street. I showed you that the White House gift shop and the Secret Service called my account for what? I'm not an enemy.
I'm not a terrorist. I'm not going to this anymore. Because when it's affecting my business, when it's affecting my career, and I got lied on, and everybody around here doing what they want to do, and being a risk to me, being a risk to my well-being, and a risk to my brand, how dare you? I'm ready to be divorced if I find out we're married over gross negligence, gross level of misconduct, emotional abuse, tormenting, post-separation abuse, IT hack, and I want you criminally sued, and I want you criminally filed charges again. I don't ever want to talk to you again. I never want to see you again.
72 degrees, and a 72-hour holding you filed for Monica to my house, and Monica all about the cheese.
I said, you want to talk about parenting classes? I ended up having to go to parenting classes a long time ago because of what you guys, Zeke Elson, did, provoking the gaslighting, doing the IT stuff that he did. I don't want him formally, federally charged, civilly sued, and then he goes knock down his door or at Dog Track Road, sees his assets, his cars, and everything else, put them out their house, and leaves them homeless. Then he'll see what it feels like to sit there and play all these nasty behind games. And then his son, that was stationed in Augusta, Georgia, by the time I get through family breaks off of John David Elson, you guys, Zeke Elson's son, the level of anti-disciplinary that you did to me, miserable, nasty, disgusting narc, and you had the nerve to sit there and say you marry wealthy women, you won't be marrying me. And if I find out we're already married because I'm Sweaty Barbarous Petty and they call me Miss Petty, by the time it's all said and done, Miss Petty's going to pay for that. She's going to pay for her little husband. If the cubicles are gone here and the ring you bought for yourself, you're going to pay for all this crap that you did to me. And since you reminded me of going with that bank account and you did all this, and he said, I believe you now. Don't wait. Don't go all them believing now. He played all these games and he thought it was funny. So your husband already put his hands on you and slid you underneath the car. I hope he does it again. And I don't normally say that to victims of abuse, but what you're not going to do is do all this remarkable stuff, nosy hoes and all the rest of them who did all these things on behalf of certain things that were going on, playing these nasty remarkable games and thinking it's funny to do. I don't appreciate it. And by the time it's all said and done, all of them need to explain it, and they need to be sued and break up and toss the treasure into keeping. Because all these antics have done nothing but mess up a lot of people's careers, including Armand Wiggins, including Wiley, and Storm Monroe. And then on top of that, Nick at Night and others who played these nasty narco games. And no, you don't deserve to have your show. No, you don't deserve to have your account and your backdoor account that you have now. I want your IP addresses found, and I want all of your backdoor accounts terminated because you did gross misconduct and negligence and horrible things. And you don't deserve to have a platform because you people are the type of people are that are disgusting and miserable and nasty as all get out. So the next time you talk about my teeth are white. Stormy Show, Storm Monroe, Tasha Trantorina TV's minion. So the main minions that I got a problem with is Storm Monroe. Then I got a problem with Wiley following me on behalf of Tasha Trantorina TV, but I can forgive Wiley about that. But what I'm not going to do is have Monica all about the team playing bully North Pole games and playing word salad. You pick me, Isha. Pick me, nasty, disgusting, narcissistic, sociopath. You're a passive-aggressive, interview-as-well, nasty woman. You use Isaac Elephant's ex-wife who moved to Columbia, South Carolina. So Wayne wasn't lying about South Carolina. So he knew John David Elson, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland. So that proved that Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Petty, John David Elson, John Avery, Joe Nathan, we did it, Joe, the 6'4", Corey Miller never shot him in that club, the dude that died. So those people who lied, and I watched the case on the ID channel, and the guys were the actual people who sat there and said, we lied in court. On those cases, they did. Corey Miller never shot that person. Corey Miller's innocent. C-Murder never did it. So I hope this helps C-Murder's case. I'm not saying that John did it, but the guy was 5'4". I'm not 5'4", but 5'11", 5'10". John's 5'10", 5'11". And he told me about a fight he had in the club. He's always boasting about fighting in the club. In Kansas, and then, oh, in Atlanta, and then down there in Louisiana. So you tell me exactly who did it. Because I'm tired of you. Any questions about this? Well, he says he's got hundreds of accounts, and he's been doing this coffee, been watching for 2 years. By the time it's all said and done, I want a level of layer of restitution paid to me, paid to my family, and all the levels of negligence and harm that have been done to my family, having them threaten me so I don't be a witness. For what? Witness to what? I don't know what you're talking about, other than what's happened to me. So the levels of antics and buffoonery, it's all done. I'm lucky that my baby's daddy's arrest saved my life. My baby daddy never said anything. Just like Jonathan was never the leak, Kardashian West told him himself, because narcissists do that. So not only are the narcissists Kardashian West, Kanye's wife, a miserable, nasty DEA rat informant, but she's the same DEA rat informant on the case from 2007-2008. So now you'll all understand that I'm not going through this anymore. So when I told that company I don't want anything from the Kardashians who curated things from them, and they say they support
that's the Kardashian West. I don't support the Kardashian Jenner. I don't support them at all because those miserable whores are the ones that were at the ID channel playing these nasty production games, just like the production games that were done at Bravo. The same antics that were done at Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, Love & Hip Hop basketball-wise, and Shawnee O'Neal said something about Miss Petty, the Petty antics, just like Tia Marie did that over there at Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. And then on top of that, Love & Hip Hop Miami and Briscoe, the same one was around Jason. Guess who's playing Jason, Sletnika? I'm tired of Katrina Taylor's cousin, John, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Fanning, John Avery, Joe Nathan. Wait, did it, Joe? I'm fed up with all of it. You all have cost me enough time. You cost me enough money. You cost me a lot in business and finance. And how dare you sit there and tell all these lies that y'all have. I want everybody to understand this, why broken people can break an otherwise decent person or a person who is mentally stable. So this March Madness Love Seminar is about broken people who break otherwise decent people. So let's get into the nitty-gritty nuts and bolts. I'll make this short and sweet and to the point. We have to forgive ourselves and these strategies to come back from all of this. And when we talk about self-love, we stopped off there yesterday. So we're going to go to self-love. We talk about avoiding using betrayal as revenge. The best revenge is success. So that's what I plan on doing. Being successful, being in business, do what I was born and bred to do, and live my best life. So when we think about the levels of betrayal trauma and how it manifests itself, we talk about the behaviors and mannerisms that can happen with victims. So when I was using Derek Jackson's situation as a level of explanation about mental health and emotional health, and then I had someone get on there and try to try me on some BS, but I debunked all the answers from the plenary, and so my Fed exes need to get off of social media, and they better find them, and they better get them a warrant and tell them to stay off social media and stop stalking and harassing and provoking, because that's what they do. Narcissists, and I have this level of understanding because even Monica All About the T, who has that show, did something really good yesterday, which I watched it yesterday, so that we could keep your enemies close. Closer, rather. Your friends closer, your enemies closer. I consider Monica Summer Allison a provoker, gaslighter, and emotional abuser, and Nisha. I don't like her, but I like everybody else on her show. The show can be salvaged, but get rid of her, because I'm fed up with her. And then when they want to play word salad and antics and buffoonery, I'm fed up with it. So when you guys see Allison do all these IT antics and whatnot, all that aided by these criminal cases, they keep on going, and them doing criminal things causing me to otherwise act out of character and do things that I normally wouldn't do, and showing civil disobedience the way I have. So when we think about the levels of behaviors that get exacted, let's go over it, because these behaviors can happen. Low-cost trust building and things like that to limit your levels of having to go overnight travel, things like that, because you can no longer trust. Tell them, you know, when you have a level of cronies and provokers and gaslighters and abusers, what they'll do is that couples who are trying to rebuild after an infidelity or losses of faith in each other or betrayal trauma or deception or lies that were told, there's a level of you have to look at the betrayed partner and go through the list and decide what it is that caused the levels of the marriage or relationship to go down the toilet and levels of righteous wanting to file for divorce, for emotional abuse, vicious cruelty, sadistic torment, provoking gaslight, emotional abuse and damages and things like that are egregious, and the nature of making it intolerable to stay in the marriage and no longer possible to look at your husband without wanting to jump all over him. That's kind of like what Derek Jackson's wife is going through. So I watched All About the Tea last night, and then the girl sat there and said, why do you watch us if you don't like us? I watch y'all because I like everybody but you, Nisha, Monica. I don't like you because you're a miserable bully and people called you out about it. I like your show. I don't like you. So I can watch what I want to watch. But the thing is, I watch you because I want to catch every little thing that y'all were doing because I was fed up with it. So you can't sit up there and tell lies anymore. And your miserable son is the one who messed the AC unit, T and E. And then on top of that, Carlos Ellie, the other one who did it. So T and E, who were responsible for the EC unit tampering, and then on top of that, Nehemiah Johnson, who's Hank Johnson's, what you call it, he's Isaac Allison, from the VMF cases from New York, D. Allison, the same one who did all the stuff that went to the own network. Then he understood the level of the torment for both gaslight and putting gas in somebody's actual AC unit and doing stuff to get their AC unit as a level of environmental terrorism, domestic abuse, and emotional abuse, and torment, and egregious levels of deadly homicidal antics and red flag antics. That is why I would have a right to divorce a man who's like that, a clear red flag, out of nature, because he's mad because I found out what kind of lies he told me and deceptions that he did, and several others who were involved in those egregious levels of things and their agenda to do this years ago to set the stage for me to look crazy and upset for no reason. So Sarah out there in California said, irrationally upset. I was rationally upset, and logically, your idiosyncrasy, your pathological narcissism got you all messed up. And playing these nasty narcissistic games of cruelty cost you everything. And I hope it cost all y'all your career. Because people don't call me the career killer for anything. And the legitimate career, killing careers because I'm good at it and human resources, you know, and I kill a career and get you 86 out of your contract for gross misconduct, negligence, and using property and company machinery to sit there and do levels of illegal gaslighting, provoking, psychological abuse and torment, which falls under criminal behavior, which means you can get your contract 86 out the gate, like the shiny nostrils and everyone who got it, who went out to Atlanta and had Jennifer using them as a scapegoat and Jackie Christie. So by the time it's all said and done, the production antics and the fundraising that y'all did to OG, I thought it was funny to use as a storyline. Tap, tap, tap in. By the time it's all said and done, I want a warrant for the arrest of the nasty cackling in. And then on top of that, the levels of antics and the fundraising, I'm telling the truth to the law enforcement leos who sat there and played these games because they were benefiting from it, agencies benefited from it, because there's corrupt officers who didn't do their job and failed to intervene, failed to interview. So y'all need to understand that broken people will sit there and try to break an otherwise stable person and make them unstable. I want to give you guys a for instance. Derrick Jackson's wife is going through a level of narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse. It comes to light that he's hit his car before. And the levels and layers of what they call the side pieces that he literally had put his hands on them and stalked them. So I'm not surprised that she's feeling like she's held hostage in that marriage because she's going through it with him. It does not mean that I believe it per se, but it's hard not to believe because he follows the levels of narcissism and covert narcissism. If he can lie to his viewers this long and sit there and paint the picture that he was a nice guy and that he didn't cheat and do all this type of stuff when he could have been an authentic guy and said, yeah, I've cheated on my wife, I've done different things and branded out that way, the brain is salvageable even with Derrick, but he's going to have to be honest about the level of layers of misconduct that he's done. He's going to have to talk to people as a pastor, as a preacher, and also as a brander to explain this and reevaluate his brand. Like I said, him and his wife, they're going to reevaluate their marriage. They're going to have to talk about this brand and what they're going to do with it and have your wife at the forefront with panels of people who can come and talk about infidelity and be able to help you understand it after y'all went through the required therapy that y'all need. Because there's a lot of layers of hurt here. So when I tell you about this infidelity or other losses that causes a family or a family to fall apart or a marriage to fall apart, there's a level and layer of deciding trust building behaviors that these behaviors, 1 or more months, can read about which behaviors are continuing to add or remove. So let me explain that. Here's a list of low-cost, low-trust building behaviors, limiting your own overnight travel, or ability to feel safe while traveling. Running into a lover or a drinking partner or gambling cronies or somebody that you have bad habits with. If you've got those bad habits, I don't drink, I don't snort, I don't sell, I don't do any of that. So I don't have that problem. Tell me when any of these people have contacted you. Tell me if you're planning to contact any of these people. Call me during the day or recognize that I'm anxious and not trusting or offer me reassurance or cause me to have reassurance. You know, intimate thoughts and feelings with a person and they violate those intimate thoughts and feelings. You know, not being able to share positive feelings. Not being able to share your negative feelings without being victim shamed, victim blamed, or invalidated. You know, not being able to tell somebody what you need from them while they're draining you of energy, while they're draining you of happiness, while they're draining you of your peace. Things that have happened to me. So when we're talking about levels and layers like this, you don't want to be alone with that person, or you don't want to be around that person, or every time you're around them, the hair on the back of your neck actually stands up, or you feel a level, layer of like, something's wrong with this person, they creep you out, something's too good to be true about them. Kind of like the feeling I got about Darren Jackson, because I knew something was wrong. I was like, he's too good to be true, something's wrong. So when we think about planning a level, layer of being able to share what you mistrust about your partner, life coaching, rec therapy, and then on top of that, pet therapy, and then working on letting go of the anger and the levels of, you know, getting back on track with your spouse or your relationship, or if it's egregious levels of misconduct, negligence, or emotional abuse and torment, or degradation or humiliation to the degree that it's happened to her and the degree that it's happened to me, you can't salvage that type of marriage because it's just over. It's flat out over because you've cost that person too much and you're not worth it. You're not worth the emotional damages. You're not worth the psychological scars. You're not worth the physical scars. You're not worth the torment damages to you mentally, emotionally. And then you can't erase it overnight. So there's just no way to fix it unless you truly love each other. And then on top of that, showing affection outside the bedroom beyond a level layer of having sex and drop control. And then when you're having trouble having sex with that person, or you're feeling a level of grossed out with that person because they've done so much to you, there's a little layer of psychological blocks and things like that that happen. So I want you guys to understand to stay clear about your old patterns versus the new patterns, and then talking with your spouse and then returning to these patterns are not going to help. So when somebody's narcissistic or pathologically abusive or emotionally abusive or tormenting in that nature, they see nothing wrong with their narcissism or their foolishness or their toxic shame or toxic blame or victim shame or for your valid levels of anger and upset, and they'll call you the narc while they're saying that they're doing all the narking. So I want you to have to understand that for reactive abuse syndrome, what you've seen in me, I'm not a narc. I had to Google it. I had to look up what a sociopath was. I had to Google it. I learned what a sociopath was by studying it for 4 years, and then on top of that, learning that I was dating them. It has scared the hell out of me because I'm like, do I not have good decision-making still? I knew something was too good to be true, but I didn't know what it was. And so I started going back and piecing together timelines. I started going back and looking at stuff, and I was like, wait a minute, what to do? Hold up, what's going on? It's not me that doesn't have good judgment. It's me that was snowed by somebody who's a good actor, who's a good actor acting like they're a decent person. They interview well, like I said. So when I watched All About the Team, they shed light on it. But not to like this. They're good at it. They're good at interviewing well. They're good at making you think that they're Prince Charming. They make you think that they're successful. They're great at this, that, and the other, but they could have a whole family 20 miles down the road. They could have a whole entire family on the East Coast or West Coast, and you know nothing about it. Or they could have a whole family internationally you know nothing about. They'll lie to kick it until you find out. Then they blame you for being righteously upset for being lied to. So when you're looking at that wife, they're sitting up there looking like, you said one more word, bro. Or he's holding her hand to a dear life because that's a control technique. And I started noticing, I was like, she's afraid to open her mouth. She's afraid to say anything. You can tell she is. She's just looking at him like, boy, I wish she'd stop lying. You know, it's that look. Y'all see how I'm looking? Like, I can't believe you're here lying like this. You lying, dirty dog. You know, it's that look. And so when we're talking about levels and layers, this is what victims look like. Because most of us look like we're spaced out. She's not in the cult. She is literally sitting up a church-going religious woman who relies on religion a lot to keep her from going upside his head and... We all have a culture. We all have a culture, environmental culture, school culture. We have a level of environment. So therefore, there is no cult in it. She literally has a church family. She literally has a level and layer of a tribe. So she's not in a cult. So those of you who don't recognize the signs of abuse, y'all need to stop saying everything's a cult. Everybody has a cult following, which means a person who follows someone to the point to they'll follow them off a cliff. That's a level of culture. That's a person who has built a level of charisma or a level of what we call a halo effect. That is not cult in the sense of the word cult. She's not in the cult. She's in the church. It's not a cult. She literally is going through psychological abuse, emotional abuse, degradation, provoking gaslighting, emotional abuse, and she's checked out just so she can keep herself together. That is called cognitive dissonance. It's that spaced out look like, she's not home. She's literally psychologically checked out so that she doesn't go outside his head because of the egregious levels of things she's finding out. Telling you how far that a man will go to sit there and tell lies, and then you find it out. Imagine the look on my face when I was listening to All About the Tea and all these receipts that were dropped just yesterday about this dude. I could have fell off my darn bed. I literally almost fell off my bed and my mouth dropped wide open. I don't talk about people's situation because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's fake. I just looked at what was being dropped as a receipt. And when I tell you it's ain't a Whitney receipt, I don't want to be in it. My name is Bennett. I'm not in it. That's how I feel about it. I don't have an opinion either way. But when I'm analyzing this from the outside looking in, I looked at a person who reminded me of myself. A woman who's so egregiously hurt that she can't even begin to explain with words, and she might yell if she does. He's already grooming her to look like a nuttier than sold to his wife so he doesn't have to pay child support because she called her going to fuck by injury. She's fed up. She's got the, I'm a woman fed up, and I'm about to pour some hot grits on your ass, and I'm going to put a grit ball on your ass for real. She literally is looking like a woman who's that big post of ready to beat his behind down. Betty Blogger is wrong because he's done too much. And then when the side pieces are coming out, talking about this. This is just a little piece. I don't like bringing this stuff up, but this is where I'm trying to get you guys to relate and understand how it relates to myself. I've cried for this woman because I've cried for myself too. I wore that Ani outfit because she had her Ani fatigues on, and she had, well, it's really camouflage that most women wear when they're overseas and at war. And I told you she's at war with her husband, and she's also at war with God. She's using her religion to keep from nutting up on him and snapping and beating his ass for real down to sleep. She really is. She's crossed the line psychologically that nobody should cross. She's crossed the line that is so egregious in manners of, if you compared her to a shell-shocked person who came back from war, from being over in Iraq or Fallujah or Kandahar somewhere, just like John was, and he never was the same again, the levels of damages that he's done to her, and she'll never be the same again, and you better be lucky she doesn't beat his ass down to the white meat and end up on snap for 48. She's a very good one because she's relying on religion. That's the only thing that's keeping her from nutting up on him. Her church tribe and her following is the only reason why she's not falling apart yet. I'm telling you right now, that's the only reason why, because I felt the same way. If my social media tribe and people hadn't recognized the signs of bullying, harassment, provoking, gaslight, if I hadn't improved my argument, I would be sitting up here in a straight jacket. Because when I talked to my therapist, and I thanked the therapist over there at the center, and I went into the Times Up Me Too program for sexual abuse and emotional abuse and things like that, and they taught me everything and helped me to go and build myself back. That's the reason why I said DCNF needs more money. And y'all know that I'm mad as hell with DCNF over the stuff with Ann and the things that happened in the 80s. I want you guys to understand why I want DCNF to have more money, because they need to hire on more people, specialists, or special victims unit people, CPI. So when somebody says, this is CPI news, I'm here to do your interview. You know, when the police are called and then they have to do a second interview if a crime happens, CPI Nick, I'm here. I'm the chief medical officer here. I need to come in and sit down and do a second social eval with you. And I need to go and do an interview and talk to you about what's going on with your marriage. Because if I hadn't talked to Darren Jackson's wife, I'd have to ask her what's happening in the marriage. How many incidences of things have gone on behind closed doors? Can you talk to me seconds from your husband? Can you step out 5 minutes so I can talk to you? And when his husband's like, no, I want to sit there with my wife. No, sir, I'm an investigator. I need to sit down with your wife separate from you. I'll talk to you in just one moment. So at that point, he's going to give her this look. Like, don't you think I'll kill you? So what I'm going to have to do is tell her behind closed doors, ma'am, I need to ask you some pertinent questions. I need to ask you what's going on in your marriage, and I want you to be okay to let you know that we have resources if you're being abused. If you're not being abused, then I need to know exactly what's going on in the dynamics of your marriage that's causing the level of you to act up and nut up on him or whatever's happened. This is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. Because when we're talking about divorce court, we're talking about marriage, and we're talking about levels of restitution that could have been gotten for levels and layers of punishing narcs, sociopaths, or wealthy, well-connected narcs. I'm not saying going after every wealthy, well-connected narc. There's too many of them. I'm not saying going after every pedophile. There's too many of them. When I say there's not a level layer of how to, like, you know, how do I say this? That's terminology. To be able to get restitution and put money back into the system and also help victims, to be able to do, like, the vouchers that I have, to be able to give them food, clothes, you know, little things like that, shoes, if they have to leave the house, especially if the husband's the only name on the house, and then he's like, she got to get out. She ain't taking the kids. Well, sir, I have to take the kids, but you're going to pay for it in restitution. If we come to find out that she has to be placed in this hotel, you're going to pay the $380 a week that she has to pay for the hotel. You're going to pay for every week that she has to sit there with the kids, and then you're going to have to pay for all the gross misconduct and the things that she's done. But intel has to be done. So at that point, I need to be able to talk to the wife and say, ma'am, in order for me to help you, I need you to help yourself. So, ma'am, I'm here, CPI Nick, Chief Medical Officer, to do your psychosocial eval. I need to talk to you about this to see what's going on. It's not to take your kids away from you. I want to help you and see if we can provide you resources first, and we need to help you be able to know that it's okay to get out of this house if something's going on. If it's not and you have marital problems, I can refer you over to an agency for a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, and a psychiatrist, psychologist as interim gap to help you with these things that are going on in your marriage. But we need to know what's going on so I can close your file within 60 to 90 days to completion to up to 120 days, depending on how egregious the manners of the things are going on. So this is what I would want a CPI to do for me, or a chief medical officer. They don't have that thing right now. And this is why I said there needs to be a chief medical officer at the police department. I want Pensacola Police Department to pilot a program like that. I want the Atlanta PD to pilot a program like that. I want the LA PD to pilot a program like that. I want the New York PD to pilot a program like that, to work hand-in-hand with DCNF and the court, and to have a certified life coach, wellness coach, health coach, or people like that, or specialists who have that area niche understanding, like myself, to be able to recognize that he's done something to her. She's just not talking. And then when it came to found out the truth came to light, that happened. That's why I said, I thank Tasha DeBrenton and Phoebe as much as I dragged the hell out of her, Nosy Hoes Live, and Wiley and all these other people. I want to thank Tasha DeBrenton and Phoebe because you actually saved the girl's life without knowing that you did, even though you were being a messy, picky Isha. But this one time that it worked out well for you, you do need to be saved the break off of for the other stuff. But the level of the layer of an inadvertent hero for actually realizing what was going on and getting the receipt from the actual mistresses shed light of what's going on behind closed doors with his wife. So you may be helping a woman to get out of a relationship with a man that might be hurting her and she wouldn't know it. So the way you pick on her about her bonnet, just like Storm and Rose pick on me about my teeth that are actually natural, they're not yellow, they're white, they're off-white. Not only are you disgusting because the sunlight was shining on my teeth and I had dark lipstick on, so it made my teeth look yellow. How dare you sit there and play this nasty narco game when you can see that I've got light in this room and my teeth are not yellow. And I use teeth whitener. So how dare you nasty narcos bully do this? Because just like you bullied Darren's wife, or Derek, what's his name? I don't know what his name is. Darren, whatever. Did y'all bully his wife? Y'all have a lot of nerve to bully somebody who is a clear victim of narcissistic brainwashing, first of all. Narcissistic verbal abuse or emotional abuse, and he's the controlling factor in this. Because if he jump off for saying the same thing, he's doing it to his wife. I was able to recognize a victim before anybody else did, and I said something's going on. Tasha, the fact that you actually had those receipts backs up what I said. I didn't mean to say it, but I could recognize the sign. So when I tell you victims are the best at being advocates, are being levels and layers of social workers, because we've been through it and we know what we're talking about because we lived it. So when I went to MSWs, LSWs, when I was going through levels of therapeutics from dealing with a narcissist, the same thing that Lee's going through with Darren, I was able to recognize it because I realized he's a polished well, and she's looking like a whole mama duke online. And I'm like, dude, if you got your wife up here looking like Mama Duke, it would have been better for you to have her dressed up and have her nails and her hair done and her not looking like she does. She's clearly drained and she looks like she's checked out. You've done enough psychological damage and word salad to her to where she's like that. That's clear signs of psychological abuse. And when there is a psychologist on All About the Tea, I love that lady to pieces. She was able to recognize it and she confirmed what I said. So I'm telling you, as a life coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, health coach, and a relationship counselor and things like that, I'm able to eyeball someone in their mannerisms and look at it and analyze their body language forensically and see what was wrong before it came out. And I will tell you right now, I cried for her, and it was a righteous cry for her because I was crying for myself. I've been there. I look like that. I look like Mama Duke online without makeup. I look up there, bust down with no bra on because I was depressed. I was hurt. I was angry. I was hurt and mad. I didn't want to look good. I wanted you guys to see the journey. I took a risk making a document of everything because I wanted to protect myself, protect my daughter. Because just like that woman in Columbia, South Carolina, the rich white woman, and she has a rich husband who's a stockbroker, and he had her put in an institution, but he paid a level of debt of therapist, psychiatrist, to have her punitive psychiatry. Now y'all know what it means when somebody's going through it and somebody can go and pay somebody in a high place to sit there and misdocument, misdiagnose, and do things that have done to this white woman. And her daughter had to go all the way overseas. She found her mother's diary and sat down and took it to a lawyer. The lawyer said she needs to sue to break off her husband. That's the examples of what I said, examples of prerequisites for a federal court case, civil court case, because the cases in Tennessee, Florida, Georgia are similar to mine that was in Florida and transpired over in Georgia. And when I tell you how far there's levels of precedence for levels of status to take these cases, there's got to be a level of transparency in the criminal justice system all the way down to police officers, all the way to federal and agencies. Had it not been for the CIA, shout out to them, the DEA,
and then the FBI, my behind would be dead. Because a wealthy, well-connected narc had me pinned into psychiatry because I came across things that were going on. And I would get closer and closer to the truth. But I'm Asperger's syndrome, and they used my misdiagnosis and whatnot that they did to me, that this man was going in my records, playing my face on social media, Jeremy Allison, and then Justin Grassi did this, and those that were going in my records over there at that same center that I go to Times Up Meet You program now. So when I tell you how far it went and why I'm righteously upset, that stoic, dead in the eyes book is that of a person who's haunted. A person who is so haunted by what happened, tortured emotionally, psychologically, so damaged, and so egregiously violated that she doesn't know what to do. She's stuck in a level of, I need to rely on my faith to keep from, or what he's saying. It doesn't mean that she's crazy or nuts. It means she's damaged. It means that she's psychologically damaged. And there's levels of standard damage that he needs to pay to his wife and his kids. Because I'm sure the kids are affected. Because I know my child is affected. You think kids don't overhear arguments? You think kids don't hear somebody hurting their mother? My daughter heard John hurting me before he went to New York and fought with Nikki. Mom, I thought he was going to tell you. I think he's going to say no. I don't know. But it took years for my daughter to feel comfortable because she didn't trust adults. Mm-hmm. Why are you apologizing to me? Well, that's what victims do. They apologize for things even when they didn't do anything wrong. Because today I can have to do it because the bank lady said, ma'am, you don't have to apologize. You're right. I said, you need to apologize. But you don't have to. You're right about things that are going on. This is closely affecting you. I can tell. You've been through this for a very long time. You're right. Because we as a bank have to do our job to do banking transactions, but we probably should be listening. Because I told her, I said, don't you think that I have alerted you to intimate partner violence, provocation? I'm trying to keep you from being the third bank to go through this. I'm trying to reserve the sanctity of my banking relationship with you all so that I don't have to go through another loss or level of being locked out of my bank account while my FedEx is in their father is up here playing me acting our whole game. And it grossly negatively affected me because the lady in the mid-80s was a friend of Trump. And their aunts in Missouri and New York are the reason why. But y'all gotta understand, this goes to the level of, I'm not mad at Trump. I'm mad at the levels of layers of aunts in Missouri. I don't like Trump either, but I don't hate him either. But the levels of narcissistic glory and abusive position and violation of oaths that we all sign, whether you're a civilian, whether you are military, whether you're non-military or military support, a military spouse, a military family, we all sign an oath. Whether it's to support our family, whether it's to support our husband, or whether it's to support our fiance, or whether it's to support anybody in a level of contract work like I did. So you got to understand that I'm always going to be military down to my socks. I had 2 years from the date that I was going to go and, you know, activate. So I've been more than ready to do what I need to do and go in as an officer. Because I got my bachelor's degree. But do you know how my health declined? I did my draft stuff. I did all my paperwork. You know what it feels like to lose your dream? My FedEx and I were talking about me going military and he's going to be my dependent. And he had to do, you know, he's going to have to do. And he was going to get out. And he got out and whatnot. He divorced. And everything else, we were getting remarried. He bought a ring. I'll never forget it. For the diamond, Marquee cut. Two diamonds on the side. I love Marquee cut anyway. But I remember the gold ring, he bought his wedding band because he upgraded me from our original wedding band that he bought because he bought me a diamond solitaire when we first were 19 years old. I want to talk about this because the same man is what turned me into a monster and hurt me. Broken people break people. I have empathy enough to look at that man now, not in anger. That's sadness. It cost me a lot. She
who genuinely had loved him and being his roommate. He wasn't my author. He was a man who was dead. And I met my inner love. And I came in with love. So again, I met a reason. And I was a genie. And yes, Yasser, like I told you guys, what love is. The love of my life is someone waiting for me. I don't want to be better than a broken woman. One of the things for me, almost complete, but working progress. So I did my journey with him. I'm married for 30, 40 years, that 40 years down the line. Well, still again. Okay. Well, I don't look like I've been self-checked out. He's soldier on and kicking my days every day. From egregious levels of gross negligence, failure to intervene, failure to interview, failure to protect. Along my journey that you guys see on social media, this message in a bottle, kind of like my homeboy Max that had a cool little thing, message in a bottle. I want you guys to see this time capsule in real time. Later on, 10 to 15 years, you know, some crap I did, you got me messed up, that I did on here, unless you're going to hear the whole story. Every woman, every man that's been abused has a story. I'm a cisgender female, born a female, I check. Got a vagina, JJ. But every woman has a story. I'm hoping that Derek Jackson takes the time to sit down, go to therapy, whatever it is. They just got going on because I don't like to speak on famous people. I don't like to name drop. I don't like to talk about people's business because I would like people to not talk about my personal business. I'm done what they did. But inadvertently, me telling the truth saved my life, saved my family's life, and saved my daughter's life. And when I tell you that sometimes it doesn't pay you to be quiet or not talk enough, and people who think you talk too much are the ones who give the most to you or damage you the most because you're talking set yourself free, but it puts them possibly in a pair of handcuffs where they belong because they know they crossed the line that they can't come back from. Because, see, let me tell you something about greedy people, broken people, Prince Charming, Prince Charming, or Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, or depending on the form of Princess Charming, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, or Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type situation. I don't know what I've been with my status, and that's what I've been on Facebook for a number of years. She's a Princess Charming type of person. What they call a psychosomatic cerebral mind who likes to play Machiavellian not game but wants to preserve all her riches while she sits up there and throws other people underneath the bus, a master manipulating female not a female incel. So when I tell you that women can deal with that and dealing with the five people who end up terrorizing the level and depth of the wife, it happened to me. I was the common law wife. I was the girlfriend. I was the second time again fiance. I was the girl that he was going to marry. And then getting involved in something and meet somebody else. The same slut that was going to my federal records, that's why I call her a slut, a miserable dick trampling, because he's the same one who was the security for the other Armenian slut who benefited from all this and my business model was stolen and it's out in California. So now y'all understand how far that female nurse, incel, stem cells will go to tell lies, provoke and gaslight, and play nasty antics. But see, it takes a special person, a smart person, to realize what's going on, what the levels of provoking gaslight. But the difference between Darren or Derek, or you want to call him Derek, Derek's situation is a level of his side pieces got the best of him because they won't say names. He's had so many relationships outside of his marriage. Now all of them are pissed. You told me we were going to be together. You told me you were going to leave your wife. You told me you separated the shit that men tell you. The things that ladies are missing, correct that shit, honey, I see that men tell y'all. I'm working on language, y'all, because I've worked for so many years of self-defense and defense mechanisms and beep, 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 that I have to check myself when I do it. It's a professional business. Everything authentic goes. So sometimes I might cuss like a sailor because I worked around for so long that I'm so used to it. So it's like a man who comes back like one, but I'm still boys, and I went through etiquette classes, so that wasn't lady life. Well, what role did his woman have ever made history like? I'm not trying to make history, but I'm trying to remake my life and fix my life in real time and document it and do what I need to do and do what I'm born and bred to do, which is life coaching and teaching and instruction. So I'm in the right human resource degree, which I moved from pre-law, CJ's pre-law, pre-legal. criminal justice. So I graduated with flying colors, so I'll be okay. So with the degree major that I have. Well, when I tell you how far knowledge will go, that's including female knowledge. These women who messed up his marriage, they didn't mess up his marriage. But let me rephrase that. This man messed up his marriage, but he's got to own up to it. His wife is so hurt that she's at that stoic grief. I've been in that level of wanting to heal faster, and I want to adjust to this. A lot of the times, we want to heal faster than what our body remembers and our mind remembers. Therefore, we're pushing ourselves to say we're okay when we're not. It's easy to mask this in the beginning, and it's easy to sit there and resist the temptation to push the healing faster and the journey faster, but you're only harming yourself by not addressing things. And then you slip back into the habits and patterns. So when we're talking about levels and layers of this, you know, to not contact and associate with the people who have hurt you, harmed you, or levels of, you know, quit going around people who've done things, or do what I did, which is unsubscribe from toxic people, but it still ends up in my YouTube timeline. That's why I think this is real shady, but I'm catching some things. So inadvertently, YouTube's helped me figure out what's going on. So when you think about moving to another town or moving to another place, that's those things that have to be done, but it takes money to do that. So this is what I meant in DCMS intervention, or levels of agencies being hero in this, or police officers, or what we call medical officers who are certified corpsmen, or levels of psychiatrists at the Navy hospital who become military police and things like that, or become what we call a civilian sector level of corpsman or military officer, which is administrative, come out and say, hey, this is CPI News. I'm with a special victims unit. I need to speak with you and have an interview done. This is TPI News. I need to do an interview with your wife first, and then I'll do you first, sit right here, and then have the officer sit over there, especially if something happened right then and there, because I'll need to do the first interview, one, and then the second interview afterwards, because if she's still upset, there's no way in the hell I'm going to get a good interview, first of all, because she's going to be like, beep, 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 you got me messed up, beep, beep, beep. So then she doesn't need to be diagnosed any type of extreme diagnosis. What she needs is acute trauma. So this patient needs to be diagnosed with acute trauma, extreme levels of intimate partner violence, needing to be evaluated. So at that point, we're talking about a level, a layer of that person doesn't have to be punitive psychiatry, but there needs to be a level of intervention done, some intervening, interviewing and separating them on grounds of there's something going on. We need to put you in a hotel for tonight instead of putting you in an institute some god thing somewhere. Because evidently something's going on in the house, and the police officers need to get the permission from the actual spouse that's being agreed against to do some intel, because something is going on in that household. And so, like I told you guys, that's where the CIA or levels of feds or NSA need to come in as levels of support. I don't mind surveillance for this reason. If it hadn't been for Department of Justice, and if it hadn't been for the part of the CIA and levels of antics that went on at the lower level, and the CIA and the FBI and the Department of Justice realized what was going on and stepped in, sent me that paperwork, I would be dead right now. He would have killed me and got away with it. She would have killed me and got away with it. I would have been dead as a doorknob, murdered from either medical euthanasia, poisoning, attempted murder, car tampering, car accident that could have happened, and deterioration of health. Y'all are watching me get well. I almost died in 2017. I could have died. I literally could have died from all what's done to me in extreme stress that broke my body down and caused autoimmune issues. I'm just now getting well, and it's starting to reverse itself because I'm staying away from stressful people. I'm staying away from family violence, overlapping intimate partner violence, and domestic terrorism, stuff that's going on. I don't talk to these people. I don't allow them to talk to me. I don't allow them to even be in my space. The only person who she still tried to invalidate what she did when she invited me over there to fight and things like that, but called the cops, and she apologized and said, I'm sorry, I was wrong. That's wrong. But she still didn't want to take full responsibility for her answer. But that's what people do when they are wrong, egregiously wrong or grievously wrong. They still want the victim to share some of the blame of what they've done to them and transgress against them. So I want you guys to understand that the punitive psychiatry that was done to me on 17 was unlawful or illegal, because the same person was on the DEA case from 9193, Dan Patrick. So when I tell you that there's a level of unfairness here, there's a level of transparency that has to be done in agency. Now you know what I meant by that. Because
if I CPR need to come up, CPR as a alphabetical investigator, I transcribe medicals as a medical transcript for this. That's how I know what I'm talking about. If I come in as CPI next and I say, hey, I'm here with Child Protective Services or Adult Protective Services, APS, I'm here to go and see what's going on with you right now, and I need to know exactly what's going on in your marriage, in your relationship. I need to do a field interview with you. I need to talk to you and see exactly what's going on, but I need to talk to you by yourself. And then the kids need to come over here with someone else. So the officers that are sitting there while I'm out there as a medical officer are what we call an MO. Then there's a level and depth of the medical officers and the other officers who are there to get the kids stabilized and moved away from dad so he can't coach the kids. And then the kids can be able to talk to CPI next after I talk to mom because something's going on. Then if they're still too afraid to talk, then I need to do a second interview and have them in for family counseling so the counselor can do their job. And that's where it comes into life coach. Here I am. A quick roll here. I'm a life coach. This is Stacey. How can I help you? Community World Online. Why am I seeing your children again? What's going on? Well, my husband is doing things to us. What do you mean? What's going on? Well, he talks to me all kind of way. How does he talk to me? Ma'am? Does he yell at you? Does he scream at you? Ma'am, are you being hit? Are the kids being hit? Well, he spanks them a little too hard. I don't know if that's abuse or not. Was he leaving bruises? Yeah. You know, things like that. So then when we get into other conversations and whatnot, then there's levels and layers of forensic work that has to be done. Man, what is the history and physical of your life? What's been going on in your family life? Have you ever been abused before? Okay, well, she says, yeah, I've been raped, I've been sodomized, I've been cut, I've been stabbed, I've been hit, I've been punched, I've been kicked. Okay, so there's history of trauma. But there is no lie here. Something is going on. Does she not recognize if he's beating on her kids and she's beating on her psychologically? Man, how does he talk to you? Well, he cusses me out every 5 minutes or he starts arguing. He provokes and gaslights. He reverse projects what he's doing to me on that. She's not going to use that tongue. She's going to say, he's yelling at me all the time. Then he tries to blame me for the argument. So John did this to me. Kids hurt him. They're like, no, you started that argument. Tell her she starts arguing. So you're reverse projecting what you did to me. But I'm supposed to sit up here and listen to you tell me that I started this argument. I'm only responding to what you're doing, and you're pathologically doing that. Either you're delusional or you're nuts. And I'm not. You're trying to drive me at the wall and gaslight me to the point that you're making me think that I'm guilty for responding in a righteous manner because you continually do this. So I want you guys to understand that faded look, that drained energy look, the drain of every bit of energy means that he's soul drained, energy depleted, and tired of his sugar honey eyes. Not that truth don't tell it. Like the girl Samantha McClain had in her office and tried to gaslight me and thought that was funny because there's a level layer of the picture with Oprah and Gail and Tom Hanks and his eyeballs black. I am not the cop. How dare you, you dead wench? I want you guys to understand that there's levels and layers of I am to talk, especially if I'm being hurt by the same person who's telling people not to talk. Went over this network and was level to answer. That's what I meant by that. I want you guys to understand that in the 2 hours, 7 minutes, 59 seconds that I've been talking, 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 3 seconds, I want you guys to understand that the private accounts that not have, the levels of provoking gaslight, the catfish accounts, the cyber self, the cyber bait, the provoking the gaslight that they do their own spouses is very harsh. It causes the brain to split in two, causing dissonance. That's why you see that whole haunted look like it's seen a ghost. Or they're upset and angry, or you're seeing the beep, 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 you got me messed up. She just hasn't hit the beep, 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 you got me messed up because it's coming. So before that happens, intervention has to be done. So Special Victims Investigator Nick has to be able to say, hey, the CPI Nick, Adult Protective Services here, I need to do an interview with you. And then furthermore, if there's a recommendation for me to send you over to therapy because something's going on, I can't take the kids now, but there may be a situation that I need to find out what's going on because maybe later on kids need to be taken if mom's not going to go and help protect the child. And maybe there's a reason why mom's failing to protect, therefore mom needs therapy and counseling. So it means that kids are not going to be taken, but they need to be sitting in a level and layer of mom and the kids need to be isolated together with away from the daddy, and daddy's not allowed to come around mom, so mom gets adequate therapy to mentally get her back together so she knows that the maternal instinct is supposed to click on, like mine did instantly, and I always have that maternal instinct. You're not going to yell at my child, scream at her over $1.87 at Gatorade. And I got punished for that, but I want you guys to understand that because when you think about this, you have to recognize a level of commitment to get to a point of emotional levels of wreck, which is rational, emotive, cognitive therapies, and pet therapy, which is, you know, psychological, emotive, therapies, and then on top of that, DBT, dialectical brain training, and CBT, which is cognitive brain training, and then being able to understand that this person is broken mentally. Their brain is just like autism speaks, the puzzle piece is missing. Your brain has said, the hood. Your brain says, this is your brain fraud. I'm done. I'm checking out. The only thing I'm going to leave you is some harsh memories of what's happened to replay in your head. I don't know how to go handle this, but I'm checking out on you. See you later. Your CNS says, I'm kaput. I'm done. I don't have the capacity to deal with this. I'm out. Remember how Martin was like, I'm out. You remember like that on the Martin show? And he's like, get the step in. The brain got the step in. Then the brain said, I'm out. I literally was like, that's what happens to your brain when you've gone through so much brainwashing damages and things like that and emotional abuse and torment because your brain no longer functions normally. In fact, it's egregious levels of brain damage. And if you do a CT scan of somebody who's been through psychological abuse and emotional abuse and on top of physical abuse, economic abuse, course control, stress actually poisons the brain. So not only do you end up depleting serotonin, dopamine, sometimes you deplete it to a point that it doesn't come back and you end up the heck. So that's why you see a victim not able to respond appropriately. That's what you've seen in me. So when I watched Derrick Jackson's wife, I cried because I saw myself in a state of grief. So I wanted to have this live on all of this, that broken people can otherwise break decent people. And March Madness Love Seminar on self-love, we're going to get into the second part of the seminar. I'm going to end this one, and then we're going to get into the next one. So give me a moment to do that part, because this is going to end up being 3 hours, and I don't really want it to be this long. So I'm going to just go and disconnect off of this part of this broadcast, and we're going to do a second part of this broadcast, and we're going to keep it going. This is the end of part one. We're going to go into part two. I will see y'all in just a moment. Okay, everybody, I'm about to go into part two of the broadcast. I just want to make sure that everything is ready to go so that we could go ahead and do the second part to this. And this is going to be on self-love. We went over the other parts of that. So I want to make sure everything's good to go and that we're going to have a good live broadcast and everything is good. So with that being said, this is CC, your wellness coach, life coach, health coach, divorce coach, and I want to make sure that we're doing everything to have a good show. Hi, everybody. So we're back. So this is part two of the prequel to the sequel of March Madness Love Seminar, Broken People Break Otherwise Decent People, part two. So with that being said, we're getting into the self-love session. The other session was 2 hours live, and I wanted to make sure that we're overlapping it while we're also live. And you can call in live, 515-602-9765, and cash app love offering at $ INTC Coaching are well accepted, and $ Don Diva Coaching, $ Team World Online, and $ Talk Radio Diva with Talk Radio Diva CC, the power to do more. Log on to talkradiodiva.com. And then on top of that, you may call in live and log on at talkradiodiva.com to do your cash app offerings or Square Cash App and things like that for love offerings for these seminars. I'm not asking you to do it. You don't have to, but this helps me grow the business and the station. You may text live at 866-727-9323, or you may do that at 404-418-5104. And you can book your appointments at dondivacoaching.com, imcc.com, imcccoaching.com, and teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults. So, again, the live talk radio call you can call into is 515-602-9765. So you can live text us, and we are on the line and ready. So we're getting into this part of our seminar on self-love. I told you guys self-love is something else. And I told you guys that a level of love yourself anymore or you forget to be your own lover. So, you know, it's like I forgot to be your own lover. So when you think about all of that, we think about self-love in that sense. Before anybody else can be your lover or be the person that you're meant to be with, we're talking about a level and layer of being able to self-love
master the majesty of being calm, even though life is throwing you lemons. You got to make lemonade. And, you know, when your self-confidence is rocked, your self-esteem is rocked, we talked about imposter syndrome. This is what I want you guys to understand. When we Google it yesterday, we did our homework, we Google it. I want you guys to understand how imperative important it is to do your homework. Sometimes I'm going to give you guys homework to do on here. Because sometimes we need to know the terminology and things like that when we're doing our lives. So I'm seeking your wellness coach, your health coach, your divorce coach, your business mentor, and also a level of public speaker, and also a certified health coach. And I'll be certified as a divorce coach too. So when we talk about self-love, we're talking about a level and layer of do I love myself? When we think about, it's not about self-absorption. That's different. That's a person who's self-absorbed to the point it's all about I, not about us, we. So when we think about this, we think about a level and layer of how do I reprogram myself and have a level of self-love. Because a lot of people don't understand that there are positive affirmations to self-love. There are positive levels of loving yourself, being able to be, I believe in me. I acknowledge my own self-worth. I am confident. I am not my mistake. I am not the demise or the breakdown of my marriage. I am not who people say I am. I am proud of myself and all that I have accomplished. I am successful. I am a beautiful person inside and out. I am enough. I choose to be happy post-separation. I choose to be happy as a life coach, wellness coach, a mother, a mompreneur, entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur, a wellness coach, a divorce coach, and as well as a business brander, a serial entrepreneur. So when we think about this, I believe in the person I dream of being and growing to be. Those are positive affirmations and self-love that we have to do for ourselves to go from a scarcity mindset and abundance mindset is where we need to be headed to. So that's an illuminated mindset and self-love. So we're going to go over that and talk about the levels and depths of doing things for yourself and doing what you're born and bred to do. Mine is to be a life coach, wellness coach, and a motivational speaker, as well as a health coach as well. And then on top of that, to be a business brander. That's what I do. Love it. Live it. Breathe it. It's kind of like a cartoon baby boss. This is. It's like that. Except for I'm not like him. He's just, yeah. So we're going to talk about how to find the self and other methods to help find the self. Here's the reason why. Because we're going to go in this seminar on the last few days of March Madness into April showers, rain made flowers. So we can learn a level of self-love and the shadow. And then on top of that, alternative self-love strategies. And then on top of that, complexity and psychology of self-esteem. And then we're going to be doing this over a level of 6 to 9 months. And then we're going to probably do it all the way up to 12 months if I can extend it that far. Because I want you guys to understand that we're going to do a lot of work here on self-worth and self-love and self-esteem and self-efficacy. But we need to understand that mastering emotions and a level of belief go hand in hand. We talked about this in our other layers of the Abundance Love seminars that we did in February. So I want you guys to understand other methods to help find self. We talked about this before, how you go to change, and then levels and layers of, I remember, the growth model. So when we're talking about levels and layers of that and all about the shadow and the dark side of self-love, and then the light side of self-love, so we're talking about the dark side of self-love, which becomes into a level of narcissism. We got healthy narcissism, and then we got unhealthy narcissism. So that's the dark side of self-love. When you love yourself so much that you're actually loving yourself to a point that a person is becoming annoyed with your self-love. And then it becomes a level of narcissism that you have that's becoming unhealthy. That's what you see in those of who are narcs, who like to play these type of games and say, oh, I love myself so much, you should love you with me. You know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, no, I'm not loving you as you. He's done nothing but damage my life. He's damaged my career. He humiliated me, he tormented me, and he ruined my whole entire outlook on love and life and marriage. So, no, I'm not looking at these views. I hate the day I met you. You know? We have to talk about these different things. So, we're going to talk about all kinds of different things outside of that. So, self-love is perhaps one of the amazing things that you can ever have and be born with and programmed with as from birth. That's the light that you're put inside of you from the time your DNA was made up from mommy and daddy bumping uglies and making a beautiful seed. So when we think about that, perhaps one of the fundamental yet misunderstood concepts in the world right now. Because people dismiss it as a New Age ideology, but it's around since the beginning of time. It's just that we're not taught it as much as we used to be. Because this generation is different, y'all. I had this conversation with someone about this generation is broken. This generation has been 30 years, 20 years spent out of order, on their own, doing whatever they want to do. We've got children being raised by children. And then we've got fathers who are absentee or not in the home and not raising children. And the ideology of self-love has been lost in translation. So I wanted to show you guys the core foundation of all of this and spiritual teachings, as well as self-love as part of being spirit, mind, body, and spirit. But when your spirit is broken by a broken person, an otherwise decent person will stop loving themselves, or stop feeling like they deserve love, and they begin to think, I have to accept whatever I can get. So self-love is the ultimate way to boost your self-esteem and become fully healed and as a human being, but that takes time. So what I was explaining to you guys in the last session is levels of narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse, and torment, provoking gaslight or emotional abuse from a toxic person, and generational abuse, emotional abuse, or words that cross the line or boundaries that are not being enforced and being groomed to deal with people who are otherwise narcissistic, sociopathic. It's a level of trying to find a way to get into a journey of healing or a level of stability and therapeutic. So we look at the attributes and how a confident person walks around and observe their traits. That's a confident person who has a level of non-narcissism, but a level of self-love and self-confidence, not imposter syndrome, what we talked about. We talked about that the other day. So we think about the confident person, and we talk about the observation of this trait. So we think about analytical, and we think about the radical level of change that begins from within. We're talking about you've been there to start really looking in the inside out instead of from the outside in, because from the outside in, we can make a judgment. Just for a moment, y'all. Yeah, I had the lady like I had to sneeze and I was about to like have a problem online and I didn't want to see the running off. So, and y'all know my allergy jacked up on the face unit being tampered, so sorry. And you know, when I'm working from home during COVID, it's been a lot. So the poisonous environment doesn't help. So when you think about a radical change begins from within, correct? But I think about when you have to start really valuing yourself and putting value on yourself means or deserving of love and a level of boundaries being reinforced, that includes even your marriage. And so as a marital counselor, relationship coach, life coach, divorce coach, wellness coach, and that's my niche and my specialty, I want you guys to understand levels of trauma can happen in a marriage. This is it can happen in a dating situation or pathological dating of people who are otherwise presenting as something that they're not, who they're not, is who they supposed to be versus who they really are two different people. And we all have three sides of ourselves, who we supposed to be, who we present to be, and who we are behind closed doors. So I want you guys to understand that and how far it can go in self-love and the levels and layers of having an understanding of that. So with that being said, you cannot love another person unconditionally unless you love yourself first. And when I think about this and what that's saying in all of my notes, say to everyone, it says, do you love yourself unconditionally? Do you have conditions on people who otherwise will be willing to unconditionally cross their boundaries? Think about what I just said. Ding, ding, ding. It means that if you don't love yourself enough to be unconditionally in love with yourself, that's what I mean about the self-love part. That's why we started out with the Abundance of Love seminars in February, because in this webinar of March Madness, we're trying to break through with the breakthroughs of the madness in your life, removing the madness in your life, and ritualistically, habitually grooming yourself to a point of self-love, inner light, a little light that shines on in front of you or in your mind, and you begin to look at the eternal light within you that's born in your DNA. So when we think about all these different things, we're talking about a level and layer of a confident person walking around like that, but a person who's been damaged psychologically, emotionally, is not going to walk around like that. How are you? You're in the best part of the live. We're actually in the part of self-love and seminar. So you're welcome to sit and we can talk and I'm going to listen to you and we're going to talk back and forth and draw comments and conversation. I love when you come on. I love talking to you and anybody else who wants to come on, you're welcome to do that. Any of the people who like to troll, provoke, and gaslight, get off of here because I have my squad on here. They're going to get rid of you real quick or I'll address it and then after the show and then I'll also report you for a term. To be terminated off of social media. I'm determined to have safe lives. And thank you for my regular viewing. Come on. I appreciate you so much. let's get back to everything I'm talking about. There we go. So, like I told you guys, the live call-in number is 515-602-9765. And then on top of that, we're with Talk Radio Diva, the power to do more. Log on to talkradiodiva.com. You may also text 866-727-9323 or the local Atlanta number 404-418-5104. And then you may go to dondivacoaching.com, imcc.com, and imcccoaching.com for your regular appointments, but imcc.com for your specialty appointments, and dmoral.online for specialty appointments and things like that. And for what we call dmoral, which is destination motivation, get up and do something that will pass by and your children, adolescents, young adults. So with that being said, I want to make sure that we got everything together. So good evening. So this is part two. So in March Madness Self-Love, the seminar part that we're talking about is a level and layer of respecting yourself and everybody else. And you got to sometimes teach people how to self-love you. Because if you don't love yourself unequivocally and unconditionally, nobody else is going to have the self-love from the opposite person or in your relationship or with your spouse. So when we talk about these different things in coaching and therapy, and we talk about these things in dating, the same thing with dating violence, and we need to hold it on. Dating violence can affect you. It doesn't matter who it is. Whether it's a female doing it to male, or if it's female and female, or male to male, or whether it's a level of intersex or trans. It doesn't matter because everybody matters. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm making sure that it's not mutually exclusive. It's just heterosexual. Silent love, no matter what it is. I'm heterosexual, but still. I want you guys to understand that it's important to encompass the lesbian, gay, transsexual, bisexual, intersex, and asexual community. Or androgynous community. So you cannot love another person unconditionally until you love yourself first. I know I missed some of this. Yeah, you did, just a little bit, but it was long, and I had to address some things that were going on from yesterday, and a pickney, you should have pickney patches, and they were playing about my teeth color. My teeth are white. I was just in a room that the light was shining in on my teeth, and my teeth are off white. I don't have porcelain veneer, so you're not going to see a whole white when I'm wearing a dark color of lipstick. And I don't appreciate what Sonisha did. Storm and Rose, Chocolate Transforming TV's Minion, and Molly and them that like to keep playing these games on YouTube. I was just addressing all these things. So that's what we're here over there. I'm just Nisha. That's why I did that in the other lives. That's why it took so long. So when we talk about sorry, a level of sunlight and a rays of sunlight, just like the sun that was on my teeth and things like that, and those that want to play with my teeth color, I'm just going to pay $4,000 for me to have porcelain veneers. I think you need to leave me alone. So self-love is about engaging in destructive patterns of behavior, okay, and turning a blind eye. Let me explain to you what that means. Turning a blind eye is the worst thing you can ever do to loving yourself. It has nothing to do with level of arrogance or narcissism or everything to do with fully whole and integrated individual. It has everything to do with the level of turning a blind eye to a pathological level of boundaries being crossed in your self-love journey or a level of healing journey that most of us have to do. The reason why I talked about the Derek Jackson guy, I don't like to really talk about it because it's not my place, not my business, but I saw myself in this woman. I saw the period of time when I didn't love myself as much as I do now. I loved myself before, but being with a broken person and broken people break otherwise decent people, I stopped loving myself for a while. I still did. I stopped loving myself. In this sense, I turn a blind eye to their narcissistic behaviors, pathological sociopathy, or otherwise brokenness that made them try to break me because I had such a strong confidence in myself and self-confidence so deep and such love because my mother used to put me in front of the mirror and she said, tell yourself I am somebody. And just love them because you're beautiful and you're every bit of black girl magic and you're every bit of something beautiful and wonderful. She's coming down, she's kissing her lipstick. She had a black little lipstick, it's the same color lipstick I wore yesterday. And seeing as I was sitting out there in the front and the sun was shining in and you could see the phone and whatnot, and my teeth are being whitened at this moment and I'm dealing with the level and layer of getting coffee stains up in my teeth while I'm seeing that. And then on top of that, dealing with the level and layer of medicine that messed with my teeth and because that has come up my teeth and still doesn't know what the world. I wanted to get to take Malicia's and Pitney Patrick and to be back to public connection on some day. And then he's taken it all into the world of social media, provoking gas, light, and doctor, my account, and allowing me to be terminated now based on those reasons as well as conduct.
So when we think about being full and whole, we have to address things. So when we're talking about this, we're talking about a level of life where we pass post-narcissism or being bullied, provoked, and gaslit, and then you will not sabotage yourself as much or have people who are trying to help you to sabotage your career, trying to help you to sabotage your level of leadership and management functions that you're well able to do, like myself. That's what I mean by you. So when we're saying a level where some of you are not managers, leaders, and things like that, we all need support for them. The same thing is for management. So whether you're a support personnel or a level of a person who is a leader and a manager, like I have gone through leadership management school and got my degree to do so, there's a level of community, level of self-love and loving yourself and not having imposter syndrome. And I have learned to get to a point of being happy with myself, being happy with who I am versus who I was before. And then the level of egregious manners of how things happen to me, pathological grooming me, not to feel good about myself, toxic shame, toxic blame, when I have righteous levels of anger and upset for what happened to me, there's a level and layer that you will have so much more stability once you begin to love yourself again. Say, I love you, Cece. You know, when you go in the mirror and say, I am somebody, and you have I am affirmations and things like that, it helps us to begin, and it helps us to go to a level and layer of positive affirmations like we were talking about. I believe in me. There's no wrong decision. The only right decision is to love myself. Positivity is a choice. I choose to be positive. I honor commitments to myself. I choose faith over fear. I choose to fear not, trust the light, and follow light in my journey in faith and trying to go back to where I used to be and as a confident, self-confident woman. So when we think about all these things and self-love, there's a level of exercise and self-love that we all have to master. So when we think about this, you don't want to outshine the master, but you want to master the art and majesty of being calm. You want to be able to get to a point, y'all have to try this, I'm sorry. You have to get to a point that you have to, you know, have a level of not self-sabotage or having others who egregiously, you know, do those type of things to you and set you up for failure. That happened to me. So I want you guys to understand this from that point of view. And then on top of that, when everybody has beliefs about themselves, and then you no longer depend on fulfillment for beliefs of others or toxic shamers, toxic blamers who like to play toxic, nasty, narcissistic games. So when we think about all that, we think about the stability in our own life and that we will no longer value other people's opinions because just like everybody else, it's just like a butthole. Buttholes stink if you don't wash them, right? So the same thing with an opinion. It's just like what you can do with an opinion. You can take it just like a piece of paper, toilet paper, whatever you want to have. You can do this exercise together, y'all. Do it with me. Roll up your opinion. Take it like this. You take your hand right here, and you shove it up your rear end. We got to get to a point that you tell people, I don't need your irrelevant opinion. I don't need your narcissistic calling. I don't need your toxic shame, toxic mind, or invalidation behaviors or crossing boundaries and lines that you can't come back from. So that's why I said, take your opinion, do it like this, and take it right here, and shut up your ears. Because you don't want to tell people that, but that's what they're thinking. You want to say, sir, man, although I somewhat value your opinion, it is unnecessary, I don't need it. So when we think about the stability in our life, and no longer depending on fulfillment, we think about how you become attached and uncaring after you've been through a level of narcissistic foolishness and from a lot of stuff that goes on in this world. So when we think about this, we think about love as the ultimate building block for the entire universe. And we think about this as being all for children, all of us, and civil rights, and things like that. A lot of people aren't taught self-love from birth. Some of them aren't taught self-love after they've been unlocked or conditionally loved and never received unconditional love. So when we think about this, it's the only thing in life that matters in life, how much you love, how much you gently you live, and how gratefully you let go of things not meant for you. That's including people who are narcissistic, toxic, or levels of workplace violence, emotional abuse, trauma, gaslighting, or poisonous, crowded people. So you have to learn when to walk away. I did. So it's the same thing with a marriage. You have to learn when that marriage is no longer serving you or that relationship is no longer serving you. So when you think about this, the ability to love yourself and others is what really matters. How to get there is another thing entirely different. So we think about this. For this, we have to find out a level layer of loving yourself unconditionally and having a level layer of self-love so deep within yourself that you're able to love yourself and recognize when somebody doesn't love you. So we're going to do the first module. The first module is finding yourself. Okay? Finding yourself is a mystical concept. We think about all this stuff in the ancient times of self-love. We think about this describing the names of the soul, the universe, and we think about the adamant or the monad of I am.
But think about the presence of Christos, I am Christos, the illuminated one, and so on. So when we think about illuminated light, we're thinking about the level of light within us. This light of mine, I'm going to return. So you understand what I'm saying. So it's like, I'm going to be like, hey! There we're talking about, you know, the women saw Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. When he's like, this little mind of mine, hey! With the kids, we're not going to do that. So you know, it was weak when I did it, so. So I want you guys to understand Christos, the illuminated one, and what that means. That's from Greek mythology. And then on top of that, the monad of the soul and the universe is shed around light and shedding light. And so, you know, like they say, light drives out darkness, and it begins to breed a level of illuminated one, Christos, Jesus Christ. So labels aside, it can describe how you truly are and without any social behaviors and attitudes that you have downloaded since birth. You get what I said? This is just you. You download every bit of your traits and your mannerisms over a period of time and a course of time. That includes self-love or levels of self-efficacy and self-esteem. So when we think about this, social behaviors shed that, and we need to shed the illusion of what we call smoking mirrors over life. So we download a lot of smoking mirrors. So we have to unprogram those smoking mirrors and program a level of self-love over a period of time. That is why I said it's okay to break down, to build back better, and then you become more enlightened to the better version of yourself. So when we think about the entire process of childhood and socialization, you can either essentially learn how to forget who we really are, or we can tap into who I was to who I am, Christos, Jesus Christus. So when we think about all of those things, we got a level and layer of programming from birth, categorizing our DNA, our levels of chromosomes, and all that information is downloaded at birth. So when you think about this, we're programmed a certain way when we're born, but over time we're unprogrammed from what we were born with. So maybe she's born with it, right? So when we think about this, my athlete speaks, my autism speaks. But part about being autistic is I pay attention to things. I'm a little bit more analytical because I have to practice the art of being normal from an abnormal world of neurotypical people, and I'm neurodivergent. So it means I have to tap into my light, my inner illuminated light, and I am Asperger's. So when we think about this, most of you who are not Asperger's are neurotypical. So when we talk about levels of childhood socialization, I had to learn how to socialize and master the art of being normal when I'm actually born abnormal. Programs different. So that's okay. That's what makes me unique. That's what makes me special and cool. So I make autism look cool is what my daughter said. She's like, Mommy, you make autism look cool. You make even dealing with levels and layers of things with behavioral health and mental health look cool. I said, because I went through so much. I lost so much, but I was damned if I lost you. I love you. You're my little wounded warrior. So, yes, I make mental health look easy because I was made unhealthy. My well-being was compromised from a level and layer of people who didn't love me. They had an agenda, and they tried to get away with everything they did to break me down because they didn't like the way I loved myself, how strong I was, and how strong I am. Christos, illuminated one. So when we think about all these different things, our peers, our parents told us, and how we do things, and how we conform to their levels of viewpoint. But sometimes that point of view might be wrong. So we become programmed to their programmatic instead of what we're born with. What is our regular DNA? Well, we all have different DNA things. We learn how to behave in such a way that pleases everybody else but ourselves. And so our true authentic self gets lost in the translation, gets lost in our DNA, and then our program format ends up being kind of backwards. So when we think about these different things, we think about what we can do that can be accepted from a group or a family or a tribe. Now you understand what tribe means, my I am tribe. I align with my I am tribe because we all have the same mindset. We all are abundant in mindset, and we try to shift from a scarcity mindset to an abundant mindset, an illuminated crystal of light that we were born with to get to the better version of ourselves, which is our energy and DNA, what we were programmed with. So when we think about all this, it's all been lost in the past. It's all been lost over a period of time. So when we think about that, being a part of a group and being a part of a tribe, in that, sometimes if your tribe is not good, guess what? You lose yourself. If your tribe is your husband. If your tribe is your spouse. If your tribe is your family. If your tribe is somebody outside of your other cultures. what I mean by organization, your work environment culture, your church culture, your level and layer of culture. Everything has culture in it. But we all have culture. So nobody's in the new church.